The 3 o'clock hour is brought to you by Train Heating and Air Conditioning.
As they say in the bayou, laissez le bon temps rouler. Let the good times roll. LSU sits on the throne of college football.
A few moments later.
You can go to hell. I'm going to Texas.
Dave Aranda agreed to terms to become the next head football coach at Baylor University. Bruce Feldman, the man of the hour for us, along with Dave Aranda, joins us on ESPN Central Texas. Bruce, how did this all work out?
Well, I think Dave has wanted to be a head coach for quite some time. And look, this is a really good situation. He knows he's got a really good AD in Mac Rhodes. I mean, this is a good Power 5 job.
Live from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, this is You Make the Call on ESPN Central Texas. Here's David Smoke and Paul Catalina.
All right, here we go. And I hope you've had a pretty good day. It's been kind of nasty and a little bit rainy and overcast and cold. But, you know, hell, it is mid-January and most places are buried under snow. So here we are. It's 3 o'clock. Paul Catalina in studio with me. Garrett Ross runs the mothership. I'm David Smoke. And just a couple of notes on Dave Aranda. No, nothing new yet on the coordinator positions or any other part of the staff. I do know that Coach Aranda met with the group of coaches who are still there. And individually, I don't know if those have wrapped up or not, individually meeting with the others that are on the staff. And I don't know how those meetings went, whether it's Sean Bell or Jeff Nixon or Glenn Thomas or Joey McGuire or anybody else, Coach Satterfield, any of them. Not sure, but I do know that he has been meeting with player or coaches. Had the team meeting last night. It was apparently pretty short and to the point. Heard a couple of different, whether it was something that the players liked or not. Most of the players I've seen tweet things out about Dave Aranda, and I'm not stalking them. They just happen to be retweeted by people who follow me. Were positive. Yes, I'm sure. I'm even sure some reached out to Matt Rhule, trying to get maybe some sort of a reaction from him. Believe me, Matt Rhule's given him the reaction to stay where you are and continue on with what we've built in the first 3 years. I did speak with Mike Saravo today, the former linebackers coach at Baylor. Had Joey McGuire been named the head coach, there's a really good chance Mike Saravo would have been the defensive coordinator at Baylor. Great guy, got to know him really well. He called me earlier this afternoon. He was packing up his car, leaving his family, headed to Charlotte to be a part of Matt Rhule's staff. He told me on the phone, basically, this has been such a hard day saying goodbye to these kids because it's always about the kids. I love these young men. I'm fortunate there's a spot and opportunity for me with Coach Rhule in Charlotte. I'm telling you right now, there is a championship material team inside that current locker room or inside the Baylor football program. He was telling me about how they feel like they've struck gold with whatever they have had back, those who are over, the upcoming senior class or whatever. He also said they've struck gold with guys like, of course, maybe Jacob Zeno, mm-hmm. Matt Jones, a linebacker who they love, and a few other players as well. So that's from Mike Saravo. We do know that Frank Ocam has interviewed with his alma mater, Texas. I had that late last night. And there's other schools interested in him. I also know this, that there are schools in the state of Texas, among some others, who have reached out to Joey McGuire. That had not come from Coach McGuire. I've heard from him in a very short little note. Basically, I text the coaches that I know as far as their numbers and said a couple of things to them and said, hey, if you can, stay in touch. Some of them have. Not everybody has responded. But Joey McGuire has some options. And if I was a college football coach, if in fact Joey McGuire doesn't stay at Baylor, Coach Aranda doesn't retain him, he will have a job, believe me, very, very quickly. I traded a couple of notes with Dave Aranda's brother, Mike. He's a high school basketball coach at Redlands East Valley High School in California. Dave's a very hard worker. Again, he's talking about his brother. You expect this, but these are things we've heard, but this comes from his brother. Very hard worker, progressive thinking, family man, loves football since he was a kid, played through injuries in high school and college, and grew up a big L.A. Rams fan back in the 80s and also early 90s, even threw in that particular nugget. We also know that not only Mike Saravo left, but also strength and conditioning coach Jeremy Scott is gone. Even Carolina Panthers reporters who have had speculation about other members of the staff, but nothing official had come from Carolina. Last night I was able to confirm Phil Snow, Frisman Jackson, Evan Cooper all have joined Matt Rhule. That's now, that, believe me, from the source in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah, so that's pretty much the defensive staff.
Yep, it is. Now, Alabama, Michigan commits. This from Colt Barber, Sikkim 365. Just had Craig mention that there's no question that there are Alabama and Michigan commits headed to Baylor, Waco, for visits this weekend. Think about that. You know, there's a lot of concerns about do they have enough time. If Dave Aranda can just flip one or two guys who are committed to Alabama or Michigan or LSU, and he's not going to go back and raid LSU, he's not going to go burn his bridge, but if he could get, let's say, three of these whoever's to come to Baylor, to sign with Baylor the first Wednesday in February, that would be one heck of a nice little way
to
end
it. Who are the players that just really like him more than anything, mm-hmm. and wish you're like, man, I wish he was a head coach. There's that factor that you get that want to play for him. And we see it all the time. You should commit to the school, not necessarily the coach, because as we've seen, the coaching business is as fluid as anything else. But if you're going to commit to a coach, commit to one as a head coach.
Some of these guys had been in touch with Baylor previously, but obviously Dave Aranda has been able to pinpoint in a short amount of time. Remember the work that Evan Cooper did for Matt Rhule when he arrived in December, on December 7th of 2016. Also, a part of the change is not just the coaching staff, but also the tight end, the young man we had on the show, Paul.
Kenny Yeboah.
Kenny Yeboah has flipped his commitment from Baylor. Big, strong target down the field. I was excited about watching him as a tight end down the field. He is going to play against Baylor in the opening game next year, opening game in September, as he's a part of that staff now football team at Ole Miss.
Now, look, he's making a decision for himself. I'm wondering, scheme-wise, though, I mean, if he was a receiving tight end, and maybe things are different now, but in that offense, you're not going to catch a lot of passes as a tight end. You're going to run a lot of pick plays.
Yep, I know. I agree with you. Paul has also been, let's see. Okay, RG3, I just said we might get him. He's got father duty today. That trumps being a part of anything that we need, and that's, we understand. Let me see. Thank you. Thanks, man.
Smokey, also, I never put my kids first.
Donald Trump, well, because you can't find all of them. By the way, again, LSU visited the White House, the entire football team. The only one that wasn't there was Dave Aranda, who's kind of working on what he needs to do at Baylor. Ross Dellinger wrote an article about Dave Aranda, the background that shapes Dave Aranda, Baylor's new head football coach. He discussed that during Christmas, during the holidays, while most of us have turkey, gravy, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, his family ate tamales, and he said a lot of them. It's weird having Christmas without tamales. He's been known as a quiet and cerebral. We heard that yesterday from Bruce Feldman. Not a yeller or a screamer. We heard that yesterday from Mike Scarborough.
But see, that's funny to me, because every time you see a picture of him,
he's
on the sideline,
barking.
He's scowling, which to me makes it look like he's a yeller, but apparently he's not.
Also, many other things. Many in the industry call Aranda one of the game's best defensive minds, 43-year-old who captained some of the most successful defensive units at LSU before the 3 years at Wisconsin. Before that, Wisconsin. Also, he's a football nerd. This is part of the defensive coordinator whisperer, football nerd, who will often talk about math of football while babbling in technical jargon. He is built around this. Dictating the terms of the game. Now, you have to have the people to do that.
Yeah.
I love that phrase. It's like a team that runs the football against a team that stops the run real well. But if you're the team that runs the ball, you still want to dictate. You're going to win that battle. You may not rush for as many yards that day, but you got to control the line of scrimmage. I just like that phrase. If the whole scheme is built around dictating the terms of the game. Or learn football on his own. Often using the library in California as a tool, poring over books and jotting down notes. A sponge for knowledge and architect of defense. These are just some of the things written by Ross Dellinger. We tried to reach out to Ross to be a part of the show, but Bruce Feldman told some of that to us, but just reiterating some other things that happened as well when it comes to the coverage of Baylor football coach Dave Aranda. The press conference will be Monday at McLean Stadium, at the Baylor Club at 10 o'clock in the morning. Here's a couple of notes about his defense. Try to get these to you. This came from Dave Heller. With Aranda going to Baylor, only two Wisconsin defensive coordinators since 2004 are not head coaches. And that would be, well, up until that would have been Mike Hankwitz, Jim Leonard.
Yeah. He's coming.
Yes.
He's coming.
But Justin Wilcox, Chris Ash, who's now a part of Texas, he was at Rutgers, Charlie Partridge, Dave Doran, and Brett Bielema have been Wisconsin defensive coordinators who have been head coaches, and a couple of the names we mentioned who have not been. I also did see this from Colt Barber. He put up a note about all the various years the defense that Dave Aranda has been a part of a staff. And one year after another, and I believe, Paul, that one of the highest-ranked teams statistically defensively under a Dave Aranda regime as defensive coordinator was somewhere in the neighborhood of like 31. There might have been one team in that mix that was 53, but for the most part, it was like anywhere from the top 10 to maybe 31, and I think that's what LSU's defense was. And they made the changes after getting up 38 points to Vanderbilt. They gave up a lot of points to Alabama. They gave up a lot of points to Ole Miss. But they made the change in season to help that defense with what the offense was doing. That says quite a bit on what he can do on the run.
Yeah, ask Georgia and Clemson, the two best teams they played all year, how good that defense was.
Yep. Okay, now, it's 3:13. That's time. Grayson Grunhafer will tell us more about the recruiting weekend at 3:45. Mike Fisher on the Cowboys, whatever else. With Mike McCarthy, was it surprised that McCarthy said he's going to actually learn Kellen Moore's defense and not the West Coast offense? Also, Brian Bowen, Baylor men's tennis. Man, they're loaded. They're loaded. They just got the number one recruit in the country, excuse me, a couple weeks ago. And they start a five-game homestand, a five-match homestand coming up this weekend. Paul's conversation with Jesse Chavez. And then I am doing everything I can to reach out to Devin White. That would be, if I get Devin White on our show, then to me, I'll feel really good about everything. All right? Garrett, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Paul, are you ready?
Always.
Here's what we have.
Although I'm an emotional wreck today, so.
Five.
It's all Garrett's fault. It's all Garrett's fault.
What did you do?
He just, I mean, his is LSU stuff, but Garrett, I mean, he's kind of a bully. Like I've told you before, he picks on me in the station. It's
oh, come on now.
It's very silent, but
if there's
he does
no video evidence.
There is no video evidence.
That's good. Move on. Jury is dismissed. Now, I have five brand new Fuddruckers gift certificates for a third-pound burger, the world's largest or the world's greatest burger. We will give away for the first five callers today. However, you don't want to just go. Don't do. I hate doing this because it just muddies up the show, but I seem like I have to. Don't call in and go, I'm looking for a burger. Why do I always have to use that accent? I guess because we're in Texas, right?
Yeah,
I'm looking for across. I'm looking for a burger. And okay, so call in, make a comment about Dave Aranda, all of what's going on with this, and if you want about the NFC and AFC championship games this weekend, and we'll also send you a gift certificate. We'll make sure we put you on hold to get your mailing address. 254-662-1660 ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor Big 12 basketball Saturday with Pat and John here on the home of the Bears.
The Bears back on the road in Big 12 play Saturday, headed to Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State. 10:30 a.m. for the countdown to tip-off. 11 a.m. tip-off Saturday.
Baylor Big 12 basketball Saturday here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
Did you know that one out of every four men have symptomatic low levels of testosterone and don't even know it? And if you think you're too young to worry about it, guess again. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy, cause weight gain, and wreak havoc on your sexual desire and performance. Petty Clinic Low T can set up same-day blood screening and results, so if you're tired of being tired, I challenge you to man up. It's a private clinic with an atmosphere catering to men. Affordable, only $150 a month, includes lab work, office consultation, testosterone injections, follow-up visits compared to $395 a month in Dallas or Austin, and you don't have to fight the traffic. Petty Clinic Low T is board-certified physician consultations will provide the best form of brand-strength testosterone available. Listen up. If you're looking for increased energy and strength, improvement in sexual desire and performance, elevated mood, focus, concentration, contact Petty Clinic Low T today. Just off Highway 84 and Old Hewitt Drive in Woodway, Petty Clinic Low T. PettyClinicLowT.com or Google search Low T Waco.
Hello again, everyone. It's Jason Miller with Syntex Rehab in Harker Heights and in Belton. And today I want to talk to those of you who are age 50 and older. Often when we get to the age of 50, our backs start to remind us that we aren't in our 20s anymore, and doing the things that we love to do can be harder to do. Back pain can get in the way of everything, from your work to your golf game to even getting a good night's sleep. But what is the first thing that we often do? We go straight for the pain pills. But what do those do? They mask the pain for a little while, and sometimes they don't even do that. You don't have to just live with it. Go to my website at syntexrehab.com and download my free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers. That's syntexrehab.com, and you can click on the download that's directly below my welcome video. If you have any questions at all, you can chat with me directly on the website, but be sure to download the free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers, at syntexrehab.com. Don't let back pain keep you out of doing the things that you like.
Don't miss the Lone Star Gun Show Saturday and Sunday at the Bell County Expo Center. You'll find great items at terrific prices on new and used guns, knives, swords, hunting gear, books, coins, medals, and ammo. Best of all, you'll enjoy browsing with the benefit of paying discount prices. Hours are 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 to 4 Sunday. Bring in your old gun and trade up for the gun you've always wanted. Lone Star Gun Show Saturday and Sunday at the Bell County Expo Center in Belton.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Servicing Central Texas since 1964, Gloff Ford, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Clifton. But they say cars are like eggs, they're cheaper in the country. In Cowboys coaching staff news, Al Harris joins Mike McCarthy's staff as a defensive backs coach. Harris played for McCarthy in Green Bay and was an assistant in Kansas City from 2013 to 2018. 21 interceptions in his 14-year career. The Cowboys also have former Texas A&M quarterbacks coach and Baylor alum Maurice Link as a defensive backs coach. Dave Aranda will be officially announced as Baylor's new head coach on Monday, but there will be some coaching staff changes in the interim. Our David Smoke has confirmed through multiple sources that both linebackers coach Mike Saravo and strength and conditioning coach Jeremy Scott will join Matt Rhule's staff with the Panthers. Also heading to Carolina, defense coordinator Phil Snow, cornerback coach Evan Cooper, and wide receiver coach Frisman Jackson.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 772-1600, UBO Business Services.
Here we go, the 806. Oh, that was from actually the earlier show, the response that they were discussing the championship games. Q and Craig made their picks. And so that came in during our timeline. 254-662-1660, the number to call. 254-662-1660, the number to call. I also spoke with, the guys who are on staff right now, that Dave Aranda is at least discussing the possibilities, whether they stay on staff or not. And he's got a pretty good idea, I'm sure, about what everyone does. You can do that very quickly. You can get feedback very quickly. Yes, he knows about the popularity of the coaches that are on staff with Joey McGuire's almost cult-like fan base. That all will work itself out. It could work itself out in some cases by the end of the day, but there are going to be coaches who are able to pack their offices and move to Charlotte and be able to work for an NFL franchise. There are going to be coaches who have other opportunities like Frank Okemp. Maybe Joey McGuire. In fact, I know he does. I know he does. And we know Frank Okemp interviewed with his alma mater, the University of Texas. And there, Glenn Thomas, he'll get calls. Jeff Nixon, Sean Bell, others. And, there's a lot of that going on. And then some there might be. You would think it would not be a complete overhaul like it was when, if you'll recall, Matt Rhule showed up. The entire staff, everything, basically the athletic department, not everyone, but a lot of them gutted. Mike, good afternoon. Thanks for your time on ESPN Central Texas.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the hiring. One of the things, I am excited about the hiring. Second of all, I'm not sure that he has, that Baylor has, the athletes on the D line that he had in LSU, but I'm hopeful that with the hiring, he can attract those athletes. Second of all, I just hope Baylor Nation gives him more than a little bit of time to get that job done, and I think it's going to be great. Anyway, you guys have a great day. Love the show.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call. Did we get his address? You did? Okay, we'll text him. All right, so along what you're talking about, yeah, no, the athletes on some of those teams in the SEC are a different level. Baylor had, don't tell me James Lynch or Bravion Roy, Chris Miller, Graylin Arnold. There's some players on that team that could have played on SEC teams because, yeah, Georgia eventually just had better people. But I think that's what Dave Aranda understood that when he took the job. Can he bring another level of guys? Because they're not going to compete very much head up with blue chips across the board with A&M, Oklahoma, or Texas, even if some of those schools are not who they have not been as good. But if you bring in one, if you can bring in the Bravion Roys and James Lynch's, you're fine. And then on top of that, add a few stars.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. And let's not forget, and as Mike Seravo said to me, packing up the back of his car to get in the car and drive to Charlotte, saying goodbye to his family, they'll be there later. There is a championship-level football team inside that locker room. And I don't think he's saying that, so in case there's failure, he can go back and go, well, we left it in that shape. That's not what he's doing. They've got to make up some things, no question. You don't replace James Lynch and Bravion Roy overnight. You just don't. But it's not like the cupboard is bare. Steve, good afternoon. Thanks for your time on ESPN Central Texas.
Hey, guys. I've been waiting to see what was going to happen here. I mean, Matt Rhule came in. Everybody went, who? I had no idea. And then he did the 1-11. Everybody freaked out and this and that. But I think what we learned from that is you have to trust Mac Rhodes and what he's doing and that he took his time to look at this and knew what was going on. He seems to be hiring the up-and-coming coaches, the smart ones, the ones that seem to have a real clue in what's going on with the football team. That was a Matt Rhule thing. I think it's the same thing with him. They're different kinds of people, no doubt about it. But everything I've read about this guy going way back is he is such a study of the game and so smart and so good at defense. I think it'll be really, can he transition to being the head guy? Because then you know he'll bring a defense that'll be attacking and put the people in the right place, which is going to be helpful as a scheme goes. But as far as offense goes, you know, can he do that? And does he have a guy he's worked with over the years who would be perfect for the offensive coordinator to, you know, go along with the defense he's looking to put in there? I mean, it'd be great if it looked like LSU's offense, obviously, but it'd be interesting to see that. So I'm real interested to find out who the offensive coordinator is going to be in the long term and what kind of thing they're going to run from there.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Steve. Good afternoon. Thanks for your call, both Mike and Steve. There's no question that Dave Aranda eventually knew, Paul, at one point he would be a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting for opportunities, UNLV didn't work out. He's now leading the team that played in the Sugar Bowl. He has his list, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Mac Rhodes has his list, then Dave Aranda probably has his short list of people that he knows who are probably friends in the business, guys he's coached with even before. The guy Ludwig came up, Matt Mosley, but
it may not be guys he's necessarily coached with.
No, against.
Or guys he wants to, or like, you can be friends with somebody you've coached against and you have that thing like, hey, if one of us gets a, would love to work together someday, if you can make that happen.
What do you think they do at the National Coaches Convention, at the AFC Convention?
Oh, you and I have been there.
It's a couple times. It's a business card adventure.
Oh, yeah. You know, I have a friend who is a high school coach in Miami. Who specifically comes up to that thing because he wanted to get into college coaching. And, you know, so he was just going around saying, hey, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? But I do think it's interesting. You look at the two coaches that Mac Rhodes has hired. Mac is a very cerebral person. He's a guy who sees all the angles. And the two coaches he's hired, what is the thing they have in common? Are very cerebral, smart guys. They're not necessarily just rah-rah guys or, you know, this guy's football through and through. They're multi-layered guys, much like Mac Rhodes. You hire somebody who you kind of have that mental, you know, match with.
Oh, no, you look at what Matt Rhule is and then Dave Aranda, both of them about the same age.
Mm-hmm.
Both have been hot recently. You know, one thing, you're going to lose your entire defensive staff, and the possibility, dependent on Joey McGuire, Well, that's what he does. With all due respect, you hate to see Frank Okem, even if he might be playing going against Baylor in 2 weeks, I guess next fall, or Saravo, or others. Phil Snow, the mastermind of the defense that was so damn good this year, last season. But he's got his guys, too, just like Matt Rhule had his. And, oh, by the way, let's say that, like, the Bicknell, remember, he left early back to the NFL, whatever he was doing, Frisman Jackson. Mm-hmm. They have their list. They have, like, a depth chart of the coaches,
mm-hmm.
is the best way to put it, just like you have a depth chart of the top maybe first and second team, or 5, 6, 8 linebackers, whatever it might be, middle linebackers.
The other thing I do like about Dave Aranda is that he's coming into a situation from a bunch of different places, that he's been successful. Like, he's not just been successful at one school. He's coming in from a bunch of different places. The thing that was, I thought, good and maybe limiting about the Art Briles staff is they were pretty much all from Texas for the most part. They're all Texans. They're all here and they've been here for a while. I do think that college football, it needs to grow out of that. And I think you're seeing that across the board where, yes, maybe, you know, the lion's share of your staff has roots in the place that you are, but you do have an ability to go nationally recruit and do things and have people who have been to other places and learned other things. That's what I liked about the Matt Rhule hire, because it was outside the box and it was going to bring a new perspective in, because the Big 12, I think, was stuck in a rut. And yep. coaches like Matt Rhule and Matt Campbell have kind of restarted the thinking. Lincoln Riley, even a little bit, have kind of restarted the thinking about what's good for the conference and what's going to help them win.
And Klieman, and maybe mm-hmm. even Matt Wells. Mm-hmm. You know, Tom Herman, he had the 10-4 team, and last year, yeah, they took a step backwards. But maybe there's some new things he's bringing to the table as well. He's never going to be an air raid guy. You know, he has his offense, too. The problem with Texas is they got to play defense, and it's like 1 year they do that, and the next year they fall. And now they've made some changes yet again to their staff. Maybe they get a spark from that. Who knows? 3:28 is the time. We've tried to give you as much as we can whenever we have it. I'll tell you this from across the board, Matt Mosley and Stephen Simcox, Craig Q, Garrett Paul, and David Smoke, that's me, we are constantly just like chewing everything up. We're just like spitting up, like you almost like you're underwater looking for some kind of something that's got a big old barrel of gold in it. We're doing all we can to help you out, and sometimes you might know more than we do, and I'm okay with that. We fight every day to try to bring you, not fight, but you know what I mean, scratch and claw every day to bring you as much updated information. Kind of a funny little back and forth this morning. Last night I put up on the Twitter feed, and I was the one that was able to confirm the coaches who, at least at that time, and I knew Saravo and Jeremy Scott were most likely gone. I confirmed, kind of went with that today. But I put up on the timeline about Phil Snow, Evan Cooper, Frisman Jackson. I'm sure I'm missing somebody. And there's a Carolina Panthers fan who actually on her Twitter feed retweeted me and said, some guy on ESPN in Texas, and goes, not really sure how reliable he might be or how reliable this is. Well, that's questioning our integrity. And bottom line is, I pop back at her. You know, all my guys say, no, because we work our butts off just like you do with whatever you do every day, and we want to make sure. We didn't throw out a lot of names, if you'll recall, the last couple of weeks when Matt Rhule left. You didn't hear us popping off and just throwing something against the wall that might stick. We were methodical. Mosley even said this to me yesterday. He's like, man, you were patient through all this, because I've been through enough of these where, man, you start grabbing names, you look like an idiot. And I'd rather just sit back and see how things fall.
You know what? The last coaching search, I wasn't stressed. Like, I watch people get stressed on Twitter. I just have so much faith in Mac Rhodes that, look, yeah, the timeline sucks. All right, great. If you hire the right guy, he can make up for that.
Yep.
So Matt Rhule and his staff did. That seems to be such a minor detail, and everybody worries and wrings their hands and, oh my gosh, what's happening? Why don't we just do this? And this shouldn't have taken this long. Well, as long is only as important as you get the right guy who's the right fit for right now. And yeah, I never stressed about it. People would come up to me and go, what do you know? I'm like, I don't know anything. Why not? It's like Mac Rose is keeping it a secret. That's what he does. And I went through it yesterday about why that's important. You just cannot go out and say, you know who I'd like to talk to? I want to talk to Nick Saban, and I want to talk to Josh McDaniels, and I want to talk to this guy and this guy and this guy. Because by the time you get through all those guys, you know, one of them's going to go, well, oh, I guess so-and-so told you no, huh? That's yeah. Why that's who I am?
Mac Rhodes, when he announced that Matt Rhule was leaving, you will not hear from me again until we announce our next head football coach.
So Smokey, and I'll give an example from my personal life when I was 14. I asked three girls to the homecoming dance my freshman year. The first two told me no. The third one told me yes. And then at the dance, I happened to mention to her that she was the third one I asked. And then from that point on, she was not happy with me.
I bet not.
Do you know why? Because I revealed to her that there were two girls that I would rather been there with. And that's not how you...
How stupid are you?
I know. I learned that lesson. And so I went. I remember my dad picked me up, and he's like, how'd it go? I was like, it went bad. It was really bad. She hates me. And he said, why? And I told him, and he goes, oh my gosh.
How old were you?
I was 14.
And 35 years later.
35 years later.
You're paying the price.
She went to the meeting of women and said, listen, this guy.
Put him out on that call, like that non-call list. By the way, I did have a parent last night sent me a text, and I'm not reaching out to them. I know that Ms. Henderson, Sheila Henderson, called me earlier today. She's fired up over this. She said, listen, there's a lot of people who are hurting. There's a lot of, because people are losing their jobs or whatever. But she goes, this was built. The way that the 3 years of Matt Rhule was built was to overcome anything, was also to overcome a coaching change. And it's all about staying focused on what's next. Now, that's not easy to do when you have your head coach ripped out away from you. And then here comes the staff being dismantled. Here's a coach, a player, a parent from a player. Obviously, the guys wanted Joey McGuire. But with a high-profile, quality coach in Coach Aranda, my son came away very impressed after the meeting last night. And now he and his teammates are eager to see how the final staff is assembled. I think a lot of people would like to know the very next, what's the next thing Baylor fans want to know? Who's the offensive coordinator, or is Joey McGuire coming back? I think it's A and 1B, mm-hmm. in either order. Is Joey McGuire, with all due respect to the other coaches, that's, I'm talking about the Baylor fan base, not me. It just appears the Baylor fan base. Is Joey McGuire coming back? And remember, there's other coaches that hope maybe they're a part of this. And who's the offensive coordinator? That's 1 and 2. Am I wrong? And you can put them in either way. 254-662-1660. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Start a Ram. Save thousands at Allen Samuels. A new 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Quad Cab. MSRP $35,535. Now just $24,995. A new 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Regular Cab. MSRP $31,285. Now just $23,995. And yes, there's more. Get another 1,000 off when financed by Chrysler at the Start Something New sales event at Allen Samuels.
Ask for details. All offers with approved credit.
Hey, it's 2020. It's time to start something new from Waco's most trusted dealer, Allen Samuels. Start a new Jeep Renegade. MSRP of $26,260. Now just $19,745. And yes, there's more. Take another 1,000 off when you finance through Chrysler. Start a new Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited. Discounted price, just $32,995. Let's get it started during the Start Something New sales event at Allen Samuels.
Ask for details. All offers with approved credit.
Hi, this is Brad Sham. Stonewood Dental is your comfortable and remarkable home for a full spectrum of general dentistry starting at age 6 months. They feature a specialized treatment of TMJ pain known as bioesthetics, the highest degree of bite correction treatment that relieves patients of pain and gives them the smile of a lifetime. From simple fillings to full cosmetic reconstructions, Stonewood Dental also specializes in oral or IV sedation, implants, and wisdom teeth removal. They accept most insurance policies, including Medicaid and CHIP, at Stonewood Dental in Robinson.
If you want the best wings and pizza in Central Texas with an energetic atmosphere, look no further than Wings Pizza and Things in Temple, a smoke-free family environment committed to serving fresh, made-to-order food. There are dozens of large-screen, high-definition TVs to watch everything in sports, including, of course, the NFL and college football. Wings Pizza and Things serves only top-quality, large wings with 16 flavors, including their new Rim Reaper. All sandwiches come with fries, tots, or side salad, and delicious New York-style pizza. Wings Pizza Things, celebrating 13 years strong in the Temple Town Center on the Southwest Dodge and Loop in Temple.
Hi, I'm Bambi Eskew, General Manager of Allen Samuels House of Travel here in Waco. We are local, and we are here to help make your travel and booking experiences carefree. Are you dreaming of the cool, wild beauty of Alaska? Why not let Royal Caribbean and Allen Samuels House of Travel take you there? Royal Caribbean offers incredible access to the coastlines of Southeast Alaska in combinations with a fully escorted journey into the country to explore the amazing wilderness, beauty, and wildlife of interior Alaska. With stays in the highest rated properties available in Alaska, travel via domed rail cars, including deep tours into the Denali National Park, scenic cruising at Hubbard Glacier, Royal Caribbean will offer you the best Alaska can offer, with concierge service to make your vacation seamless and spectacular. Come seek Alaska with Royal Caribbean today. If you're looking for more information, please contact Allen Samuels House of Travel by going to our website at houseoftravelwaco.com or call our office direct at 254-776-2560. You can also visit our Facebook and Instagram as we post great deals on the latest and best trips there. Allen Samuels House of Travel, where we'll make your vacation dreams a reality.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Servicing Central Texas since 1964, Gloff Ford, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Clifton. But they say cars are like eggs, they're cheaper in the country. In Cowboys coaching staff news, Al Harris joins Mike McCarthy's staff as a defensive backs coach. Harris played for McCarthy in Green Bay and was an assistant in Kansas City from 2013 to 2018. 21 interceptions in his 14-year career. The Cowboys also have former Texas A&M quarterbacks coach and Baylor alum Maurice Lincoln as a defensive backs coach. Dave Aranda will be officially announced as Baylor's new head coach on Monday, but there will be some coaching staff changes in the interim. Our David Smoke has confirmed through multiple sources that both linebackers coach Mike Sravo and strength and conditioning coach Jeremy Scott will join Matt Rhule's staff with the Panthers. Also heading to Carolina, defense coordinator Phil Snow, quarterback coach Evan Cooper, and wide receiver coach Frisman Jackson.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
All right, couple of nuggets. Ed Werder. He's the more powerful side of the
Doomsday Podcast.
The Doomsday Podcast.
He's more reliable.
Frito, nicer. Frito and Werder. Mosley produces it. Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs and Ryan Tannehill of the Titans. Where do they play college football?
Texas A&M. Ryan Tannehill did.
I asked for two names.
Oh, and Texas Tech.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of them is going to advance to be a quarterback and play in Super Bowl 54. Did you know that in 53 Super Bowl games, no starting quarterback in Super Bowl history finished their college career at a Texas university? As many quarterbacks that have been flourished. Now, Drew Brees is a high school kid in Texas. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about a quarterback that finished his college career and started in the Super Bowl. And Tannehill, who had been given up for dead, mm-hmm. and obviously Patrick Mahomes, a superstar name and an MVP a year ago, one of those two is going to be the first Texas, finished his career in Texas at a college, to start a Super Bowl, barring something bad like an injury.
Yeah.
54 years of this game with all the names. Of course, there's a lot of guys from Texas before the Super Bowl began back in the 1967 or whatever it was. But think about that.
That's a crazy stat. I would have never guessed that at all. I mean, that's mind-boggling.
I can't remember all 54, but,
Bart starts Alabama. Yep. Namath is Alabama. Uh-huh. Staubach is Navy. Terry Bradshaw, Louisiana Tech. Fran Tarkenton, not from Texas. I can't remember where he's from.
Well, he never,
And he never won one.
Aikman's from Oklahoma.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Aikman's from Oklahoma. UCLA.
Roethlisberger's, yeah. Ohio. I mean, I want you to think about, that's hard to imagine that not a single player. And then again, that could say something.
Phil Sims?
From Texas?
Phil Sims?
No, he's from up like in New Jersey or whatever. Phil Sims? No. Just because Chris played here. Chris, remember, was going to go to Tennessee as well. Ended up at Tech. No, Phil Sims is not from the state of Texas, believe me.
He's from Kentucky.
So think about it. There have been, backups, but not one single start, that's 106 quarterbacks over the, even some that multiple, like Aikman started three. 106 times it's happened in Super Bowl history and not any of the 106 starting quarterbacks, some of them multiple, are
Joe Montana,
did not finish
Notre Dame.
Their career in the state of Texas. None.
Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, Jim Plunkett, Greasy's Purdue, Roethlisberger,
Theismann,
Stanford,
Doug Williams. You can go up.
Jimmy McMahon, Mark Rippon.
We can list 106 of them. Never happened. As much as Texas is feeding the NFL now with quarterbacks, colleges especially.
Well, you know, there's two guys from Austin Westlake that won a Super Bowl, and neither went to college in Texas.
Yeah, Nick Folk and Drew Brees, right?
Yeah.
All right, here's another stat. We'll have Grayson Grunhafer on all these players coming to town this weekend. The Eagles, Graham Harrell, remember, was let me tell you something. I don't care what you've read from anybody that covers Texas. Graham Harrell was offered the job at the University of Texas. But again, it doesn't matter. You can went, oh, we didn't. And I know that's what Tom Herman says. He was offered the job at UT for huge money. He said no, that's fine. I know it can like bruise egos. Who cares? It's kind of like, hey, did Justin Fuente turn down Baylor? We don't know, really. Graham Harrell is going to interview for the offensive coordinator's job with Doug Peterson and the Philadelphia Eagles. How about that for a possible change?
I mean,
he's now at Southern Cal, and of course they're trying to dig themselves out of a hole. When we come back, Grayson Grunhafer, Sikkim365.com.
Kim Mulkey and the Lady Bears, all season long on ESPN Central Texas.
The Lady Bears back in action in the Farrell Center Saturday evening hosting West Virginia. 6:30 for the countdown to tip-off, 7 p.m. tip-off Saturday.
This season, join Bruce Eatson and Maggie Davis-Stinnett for all the play-by-play of Lady Bear basketball right here on ESPN Central Texas.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Winter is here, and many of you realize it's time to replace those old drafty windows. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy five times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. That's UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. 254-301-7760. And be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
At Community Bank and Trust, we continue to add new and improved features to our mobile and digital banking systems. Our new person-to-person payment system allows our customers to instantly send money to friends and family, no matter where they bank. Customers using our debit card just log in online, input the friend's cell phone number or email address, and the money will be sent P2P to them. With Community Bank and Trust, enjoy state-of-the-art banking anywhere, anytime, on any device. Member FDIC.
We're fighting hard at Pickup Outfitters in our battle to end truck nudity. But it's not just about putting an outfit on a naked truck. It's about making sure you have the very best customer service. So we offer the Pickup Outfitters Lifetime Installation Guarantee. Over time, sometimes your outfit needs a little tune-up, maybe some tightening, adjusting, whatever. If you outfitted your truck at Pickup Outfitters, that tune-up is absolutely no charge for the remainder of the time you own that truck. We also offer free warranty assistance. If for any reason you need to use your warranty, you just bring it back to us and we take care of it. It just makes sense. I mean, operating without a promise like that would be like offering customer service in the nude. And if you've seen our staff, trust me, you don't want that. So do your part to end truck nudity by outfitting your truck, Jeep, SUV, or van at Pickup Outfitters. 220 Lake Air Drive in Waco, where we promise to serve you fully clothed. Check out our website, createacommotion.com.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fuels or look them up on Facebook.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer, Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. January is a new year for new deals on 2020 Silverados. Great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
It's time for our weekly segment with Grayson Grundhafer of Sikkim365.com.
All right, 347, Mike Fisher on the Cowboys, just to discuss more with Mike McCarthy and saying that Kellen Moore will call the plays. We're joined by Grayson, who is with us most every Friday. Grayson, obviously the dead period is over. Baylor announces Dave Aranda yesterday. We know we've been all in the middle of everything we can, as you have been as well and your staff, but how quickly are some of these names that are committed elsewhere, how many of these that are visiting this weekend actually are here because Dave Aranda is here?
Yeah, that's an interesting part of the puzzle, and I would probably say that there's really isn't any. I mean, you're talking about guys that are already signed. There's a few of those guys that are coming in this weekend, and then there's a few guys that the staff, prior to Dave Aranda getting there, had already set up these official visits. And so I think that's kind of what you're seeing is just kind of the leftover guys that, you know, Baylor still wants, that Dave Aranda still wants to come and see. But they're not really a bunch of Dave Aranda guys quite yet. I think you will definitely see that over the next two weekends and as, you know, things progress a little bit. But it's just such a quick turnaround. It's hard to get all of that scheduled as quickly. So right now, I would say it's not a lot of his guys, but that could change. Maybe maybe he's able to get a few more in before the weekend hits, which is today, because official visits started 3 hours ago.
From a recruiting standpoint, how important was it to get somebody from a big school that could rope in some of those guys that maybe someone from that with less experience wouldn't have gotten, or from a smaller school?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a way to look at it as far as, you know, immediate impact. But I would say I don't know that that was a huge part of the puzzle. I think the bigger part of the puzzle was more timing and the fact that you're giving the coach the full amount of time during the contact period, which started today, to go out and do a lot of recruiting and do a lot of the groundwork to try to find guys that fit, you know, what he's trying to bring into the program. And so I think that's the bigger thing, instead of just bringing in someone just for this cycle. Because as we know, as far as recruiting goes, you know, you got to be able to do it year after year. And with the early signing period, there's not a lot of guys left. So it's really just going to be, can you find some of those late bloomers? And can you also add maybe potentially transfers or grad transfers to the class as well?
Well, they lost Yeboah. He's going to head to Mississippi. Obviously, was a guy that I was looking forward to with whatever they're going to continue to do on offense. But how much with what happens in the next two weekends? And probably, like you said, this weekend it's going to be hard to get some kid to just slide in here all of a sudden. How much is it going to be affected by what he does at offensive coordinator?
Oh, I think that could be a fairly big factor because, you know, the way the class is kind of distributed, they really got a ton of guys on the defensive side, but really haven't filled out, you know, completely on the offensive side at all. So I think that's an important hire. And I think it's an important hire from a recruiting perspective, but I also think it's an important hire just for, you know, the direction of this program. I think the hope is that Aranda will get one of the top guys that he's looking for and that he'll be able to get him in as quickly as possible. And that way, you know, you kind of have a face for the offense because you know what the defense is going to be. Dave Aranda brings that mindset and has brought it everywhere he has gone But the question is, you know, what does he want to be on offense? What does he want to do on offense? And is it going to be more like when he was at Wisconsin, or is it going to be more like the offense that we saw, you know, from LSU over the past 2 years?
Grayson, do you like the style, the hire in a schematic way with what he's done on defense?
Oh yeah, I don't know how you couldn't. I mean, I think the reputation that he has on the defensive side of the ball is absolutely fantastic, and he's been successful everywhere he has gone, and whether it was at Utah State going 11-2 or at Hawaii going 10-4 to, you know, his big seasons at Wisconsin and LSU, he's been successful everywhere. So I think that he'll be able to come in and really utilize the talent that Baylor has already on their roster. I think Baylor has really done a good job of kind of refilling their depth chart. I think Coach Rule did a great job of that, brought in a lot of really talented guys that have great size and great athleticism, which I think really will fit well in Coach Aranda's defense. And so, I think Baylor fans should be very, very excited that the defense should continue to progress and continue to be very, very good.
All right. How critical, and I just asked this, Grayson, I'll have you answer it in your mind. What right now is more on the top of the mind of Baylor fans? Who the offensive coordinator is going to be, or is Joey McGuire going to stay?
It's definitely if Joey McGuire is going to stay, and I think that is really telling about, you know, kind of what the fan base thinks of Joey McGuire. And, you know, a lot of it is just due to, you know, you see a lot of the players who are backing and supporting Coach McGuire. And I think it's more of just a backing of the fact of kind of who he is as a person and the fact that he's really built great relationships within the program. And so I think people from the outside see that. I think they see the kind of impact he's had on the kids while he's been there. And that's definitely been more on the mind of most Baylor fans. But I think people are starting to trend towards the offense coordinator position. But I think everyone's main question, I think the top question that I've gotten probably over the last 24 hours is if Coach McGuire is going to stay or not. And obviously right now no one can answer that with 100% certainty.
Paul, thank you, Grayson. I know you're probably relieved at least that the next part of it's over, and now we start to figure out the staff, and we will. Thanks for your time and also, of course, recruiting. That's Grayson Grunhafer, Sikkim365.com. Names that on Sikkim365.com have Baylor signed 12 players back in the 2020 class. Linebacker Brooks Miller from West Monroe, pretty good football school. Wide receiver Seth Jones, he's already signed. Cornerback Jade Barron from Pflugerville-Connolly. Four-star cornerback. Did later in the day. He was set to take his official visit in December, but because of a conflict, forced him to wait until today. So he's in. Jason Jones from Calera, Alabama. Offensive lineman Micah Muscua has been committed to Michigan since February. Did not sign back, I said November, but in December. So those are just some of the names. And maybe there's another player or two that they can get on campus. And then you would think that next weekend, because February the 2nd, I think, is the Super Bowl. So that means the 5th is signing day. So you have this weekend, you have 3 weekends. And the weekend before National Signing Day, you gotta get cut off, right, Garrett? You follow recruiting, you're done.
Yeah,
right. So they really have. I guess that means they only have one full weekend left. Is that right? Or can you have visits the weekend before signing day? Maybe you'd hit. Maybe you could. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure how that works. I don't really care. Not sure why I brought it up. All right, 4 o'clock hour. We start with Mike Fisher. 105.3 The Fan on Mike McCarthy giving Kellen Moore the keys to the car. This is ESPN Simple Texas.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
Recently on the John Morris Show.
Now, one more thing from Coach Boland and Jerry Hill, you know, good friend.
Yeah.
But media session for men's tennis was yesterday afternoon. I was tied up and I couldn't go. So Jerry just wants to point that out. Jerry points out that I'm not there to coach Brian Boland. So here is that audio from yesterday.
You have a message for Texas Sportscaster of the Year, John Morris?
I do. I'm waiting for the day that he would not be so arrogant not to show up at the men's tennis first interview of the year. I mean, I know that he thinks he's special. Okay. Now that he won the award, he got a standing ovation at the basketball game. And just because of that doesn't mean that you don't show up to the men's tennis courts the next day and skip the, you know, I thought he was going to be here.
Right.
And it just doesn't feel the same. But it's disappointing. Looks like we're going to have to appeal that award.
The John Morris Show, weekdays at 9 a.m. here on ESPN Central Texas.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people. I've helped clients buy and sell over 80 homes in 2019 and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you're searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
You know, I haven't been to Balcones in just a couple. I mean, it's been a couple of weeks, and I really need to get down there. Of course, I was gifted a bottle. My friend Nancy and Harlan gave me a bottle of single malt for Christmas, and it was one of the best Christmas gifts I got. It's absolutely delicious. It's fantastic. I'm a big fan of everything they have there. Look, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, why don't you go on down to the tasting room, sit out, have a drink, have a cocktail with your friends, or maybe take one of their tours. BalconesDistilling.com/visit for tour times and tickets. You do that, $15, and you get a tasting. You can't beat that if you're a whiskey aficionado like I am. And it's some of the best in the whole country. We have a gem right here in Waco, Texas. You've got to go see it. If you are a fan of just high artistry when it comes to how people do things, that's what they do at Balcones. And you can go on in, take a tour, have some cocktails in the tasting room, buy some things in the gift shop. It's absolutely fantastic. BalconesDistilling.com/visit or stop by the distillery on Franklin and 11th.
It's the Start Something New sales event going on now at Cameron Autoplex in Cameron, Texas. Start the new year out with a bang with 20% off MSRP on a Ram 1500 Lone Star Crew Cab. And when it comes to heavy-duty pickups, nobody has a better selection than Cameron Autoplex. Like $8,000 off MSRP on a Ram 2500 Big Horn Mega Cab 4x4. Start something new this year in a new Ram pickup from Cameron Autoplex. So make that short drive and save a lot, because it's always cheaper in Cameron.
In Texas, there's pea-size hail and baseball-size hail. Guess which one hit our house? We didn't even know where to begin, but we called our Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent, and he was so reassuring. He knew exactly what to do to get our house back into shape and our lives back to normal. Now, we're even more thankful for the roof over our heads.
Visit Texas Farm Bureau Insurance today at tfbinsurance.com to insure your home for Texas-size weather. Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Congratulations to the Green and Gold for a great 2019 football season. InCommons Bank enjoys being part of the community here in Waco, and we are excited to see what the 2020 football season will bring on the Brazos. Our mission at InCommons Bank is to be the best community bank in Central Texas, and we are doing just that. Our locations include Mahia, Fairfield, Coolidge, Mart, Rosebud, and Waco. Stop by any of our branches or visit us online at InCommonsBank.com to find out more about us. Come see me, Regina, and go Green and Gold.
Member FDIC.
Set your aim high in 2020 with the Baylor Club, located inside McLean Stadium. Connect, host, work, and play in an upscale environment featuring chef-driven cuisine, business amenities, and events with the entire family in mind. ESPN Central Texas listeners receive a preferred joining incentive by mentioning this ad. Contact April or Stephanie today at 254-710-8080 to align your personal and professional goals at the Baylor Club.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas. The 4 o'clock hour of You Make the Call is brought to you by McAdams and Sons Roofing. It's time for our weekly segment with Mike Fisher of 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, presented by Balcones and Centex Rehabilitation.
All right, here we go. 4 o'clock hour. We have been so heavy, of course, Baylor. for quite some time, but there are championship games coming up this weekend. And the Cowboys, we had the notes, the news about Mike McCarthy and talking to reporters, and one of them, Mike Fisher, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, who joins us on Fridays at 4. Fish, were you surprised any when Mike McCarthy said he was going to give the keys to the car to Kellen Moore?
My first surprise was when the Cowboys PR department said, come on up to the Star, we're going to sit around and drink some lemonade with Mike McCarthy. That was, all these, for 10 years, Jason Garrett has promised us he's going to tell us some lemonade stories, and then we finally got him, but from the guy who took over for Jason Garrett. So, yeah, I was told pretty clearly that McCarthy's lean upon taking the job would be that he would be his own play caller, and there was logic behind it. First of all, because he's the best guy in the building at it, by far, if you ask me. And second of all, because during the course of his 13 years of doing it in Green Bay as his own boss on it, he at one point in 2015 decided to go away from it. I think he had Tom Clements do it. And then later decided that was a mistake. He said, I'm never doing that again. So I asked him yesterday, I said, I thought you said you're never doing this again. And his answer is really about his own growth in the way he thinks about things, and then also in the respect he has for Kellen Moore. He believes that Kellen Moore basically can be an extension of him. Smokey, there's some people, some of my guys at 105.3 The Fan in Dallas were in a big barroom brawl because they have the theory that this is a Jerry Jones edict, and I'm told that it's not. It doesn't make much sense to me that Jerry would say, here, Coach McCarthy, you got carte blanche on everything. Do whatever you want. Hire, fire, get rid of 8 guys of my staff who I've still got to pay, whatever you want. But I would like to tell you who the play caller is going to be. Mm-hmm. That just doesn't make much sense to me. It also doesn't make a great deal of sense, frankly, that they wouldn't have the best play caller in the building call plays. But McCarthy's point yesterday was that McCarthy will install the playbook. He'll install the game plan. He'll be hands-on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then my impression of it is that Kellen Moore on Sunday will call Mike McCarthy's plays.
Yeah, so does that mean that sounds a little bit more involved than what we perceive Jason Garrett was doing, in that I think there were some times where I think people wanted Jason Garrett to just get on and go, nope, don't do that, or hey, do this. And it never seemed like that was going on. I don't know if that's perception or reality, Mike.
Garrett's thought on the headset on Sunday was that too many voices is bad. That you, the next thing you know, you got 30 guys yelling on the headset to the play caller. And I bet you that Jason's thoughts on that are based on when he was an offensive coordinator calling the plays and he had too many people yelling in his headset. This doesn't have to be too many people. This just needs one. Just one person. The head coach telling Kellen Moore, hey, here's what we want here. And Garrett, of course, on the sideline as a head coach, was not only was not very animated, obviously, but also, we think back now and think how quiet he was. Think of how often you did not see him talking into the headset. You just heard him listening. That's going to change.
Yeah, now, Mike, pretty much, I saw a couple of reports that Marinelli has already joined Oakland. Or not Oakland, but Las Vegas. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
How many
of Marinelli, Rob Marinelli to Vegas, and then Mike Nolan takes his spot here.
Okay. How many of Jason Garrett's staff do you feel like will be in the NFL next year?
Well, they have 25 guys on the staff.
Wow.
Now, that includes, that includes 5 or so, or maybe more, who are, assistant quality control guys. I mean, guys that you wouldn't recognize their names if we brought them up to you. Doesn't mean they don't have bright futures. A lot of them are young guys and stuff like that. Sanjay Lal has not gotten a job yet after 10 years of doing this for a living, and the Joneses would have preferred that he be retained. Mark Colombo has not got a job yet. The Joneses strongly preferred that he be retained. That's not the way it went here. There will be some guys, though, who I don't mean to be cruel here about it. It's a cruel business. There'll be some guys who are selling life insurance next year. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I think the special teams coach, Keith O'Quinn, I think he was overmatched. And he was in scouting before, and maybe he'll go back to being Cowboy scouting. But, and I say this with respect to coaches, it's a hard job. I don't envy them sometimes. that they have to listen to guys like you and me tell them how bad they were. But the Cowboys have replaced Keith O'Quinn, who was young and overmatched, with Bones Fossil, John Fossil from the Rams, who at age 47 has been doing this for a decade and might be the best in the league in terms of special teams coordinators. So that's a clear upgrade, I think, in my mind, and maybe in should be in everybody's mind.
All right, go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, how much of what Mike McCarthy has done so far kind of tracks with his supposed reinvention of himself as a coach?
Well, one of my big points to him in this sit down was, are you changing the way you were, or are you just trying to get better at what you do? I don't think guys change. And the answer is, you see the answers kind of come out. They're gonna institute a West Coast system here, and you know, I think, you know, your football audience knows. So that means more Bill Walsh than Don Coryell. Shorter drops, quicker throws, slants, and that kind of stuff. That's what McCarthy came up in. Yet they're going to leave the language the same to make it easier for Dak and easier for Kellen. So that's not a change. That's just a maturation, if you ask me. That's a way for this coach to do more things better. They'll marry the two systems and give in on the language. So I think if Mike McCarthy comes here and is what he was in Green Bay, only is better at that, I think Cowboy fans would be delighted. That was a perennial playoff team that won a Super Bowl, almost won more, and every year for 13 years you felt like they could go to the NFC Championship game. That'd be just fine here.
Mike, I actually, when Bill Cowher was stunned by David Baker, and of course we'll get into that as well with the Hall of Fame, and then of course the next day it was Jimmy and the emotions of Jimmy, but when you take Bill Cowher's record, his career record, he won a Super Bowl, and everything he's done, and if you take Mike McCarthy's record, maybe just a few less wins, but pretty much a better playoff record, he's got the same resume, if not better, than Bill Cowher.
Yeah, and yet, for some reason, if we say Mike McCarthy's going to the Hall of Fame, I think everybody would roll their eyes at you. In fact, I think, Smokey, if we went back 3 months ago and said Mike McCarthy's going to be a primo candidate for these jobs, I think most of us would have said, oh, yeah, Mike McCarthy, what's he doing now? So his deal with Peter King, his media deal, and his sincere devotion to reinventing himself, but also the decision to, I'm going to reinvent myself and I'm going to have cameras film it, was a stroke of genius. He has become and became in the public eye a completely different person than we thought he was before, and good for him. But yeah, boy, don't get us started on the Hall of Fame, because that's a difficult task for those guys and men and women, but it's too exclusive. If I can't get Drew Pearson in the only year he might have a chance. So I know Rick Goslin, I think he's kind of said semi-privately, you know, maybe next year is a great chance for Drew. And I hope that's true. But guys, they did the centennial class, expanded it by 15 people so you could make up for mistakes like the oversight of Drew Pearson. And now what's it going to take? Another 100 years? We're going to do this on the 200 year celebration? It'll be too late. To the idea that we can, what is it, Smokey? You can only put in six in a year, right? Is that what it is normally?
Yes.
So the maximum of six, and then this year a one-time maximum of 15. Why is there a maximum? What if 16 deserve it? You can only have 15. What if 7 deserve it? Why would you only have 6?
Well, one of the reasons they are doing what they're doing, Rick Goslin was on with us yesterday, is because they're kind of out of guilt that they're let a lot of these guys left them behind. And I think 7 might be the max. I may be wrong, but I think there may be 7. 5 who are current, and then maybe one or two that are veterans that get in and perhaps a contributor. But, yeah, it's like remember that year baseball had nobody voted into the Hall of Fame? You're kidding me, right? Like that nobody that year that was eligible was a Hall of Fame-worthy guy, and they'll stuff in a few others along the way. I hate it. What were your thoughts?
And,
go ahead.
And Smokey, let me jump in on that. So on the baseball thing, which I know very little about. So that didn't mean that just that year the newly eligible guys didn't get in. that means that 100 years worth of guys didn't get in. Mm-hmm. That there wasn't somebody to go back and get from 1952 that wasn't overlooked. In the NFL, it's been around for 100 years. There's 328 people in the Hall of Fame. That means there's only three special guys a year?
Mm-hmm.
Three? If you look around the NFL right now about guys who are special, and you know we don't know every offensive lineman or every safety or whatever, but you can look around on every team has three guys that look like that might be a special, special guy. And if that's how many are special, then that's how many should go into the Hall.
Yeah, Mike, I've never gotten it in any Hall of Fame. You know, if you're a Hall of Famer when you retire, you can't do anything to change that in the 5 years after or whatever it takes to get you in. You either are or you aren't.
Yeah, this is why the first ballot thing is such a joke to me. I don't care what ballot it is. Just put him in. Cliff Harris, we've had this conversation so many times, but I do think the listener enjoys it because it's so true and so maddening. Cliff Harris and Drew Pearson were all decade in the 70s and then were all decade level again in the 80s. So Cliff Harris was one of the three best safeties in the NFL for the entire decade of the 70s and the 80s. How could he not be one of the best safeties of all time? It's not mathematically possible. Drew Pearson, in addition to the old cliche about you can't write the story of the NFL without him, which is true, and there's some guys that you can write the story of the NFL without, I guess. Cliff Harris was all decade twice. So in the 70s, it was whoever it was, Drew and Lynn Swann, or whoever it was, and in the 80s, it was Drew and somebody else. How did Harold Carmichael, who was second team all 70s, get in ahead of the guy who was first team all 70s? Did Drew Pearson murder somebody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What has he done in the last 30 years to de-eligibilize himself? What has he done wrong? I said this to Cliff Harris today. I was just talking to him. I said, and I'm not trying to be a kiss-ass here. I really mean this because, like you, Smokey, I've known them for a long time. You guys are Hall of Fame citizens. And I hope that Drew Pearson, who is so broken up about this, and Cliff Harris, who's tried to deal with this for his own 30 years, understand that you really – what a great honor it is to go in the Hall of Fame. But Drew Pearson, what he's done in this community after being a football player, what Cliff Harris does in this community after being a football player, maybe it's better to be a Hall of Fame person, and both of them are.
Yeah, and I also think that it's very interesting if you look at the guys who are now – on the various pregame shows, NFL Network, whatever, Fox, CBS. Well, if you look, I'm not so sure some of them haven't been told by their agent. Now, a lot of them are good. Not all of them are. Hey, it doesn't hurt for you to have even extra exposure because some of them have been, remember, they've been twisted in the wind, including Chris Carter, Michael Irvin, among others. The part that I hate the most is that They're doing this not because it's the 100th year. That's the excuse. They're doing this because they screwed up the first 99 years.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're thinking about the high profile. This takes nothing away from Bill Cowher. But I think it's fair to say that if Bill Cowher hadn't been on TV for the last 15 years, he'd be more out of sight, out of mind. I think that's fair. And yet not fair when we're talking about Hall of Fame. Unless, I suppose, you want to look at, okay, like John Madden. John Madden coached the Raiders for a very short time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he win one Super Bowl?
Yep.
Yep. Nope, you're right.
Okay. So what exactly were John Madden's credentials to get in so early and so young? Well, my defense of him was, well, doesn't the Pro Football Hall of Fame, shouldn't it include the fact that he reinvented football on television, should that count?
Hmm.
And then his name's on the greatest sports video game of all time. Shouldn't that count? So I don't mind if you want to even say Bill Cowher's in the Hall of Fame partly because he's on TV, that's fine with me. But I kind of wish we would just admit that if Mike McCarthy never came back to football again, he would never get in the Hall of Fame, but Bill Cowher, with the same exact record because he's on TV, did.
The last thing, Mike Fisher, 105.3 The Fan. We've had you on longer than normal. What was your reaction to Jimmy Johnson's reaction for a guy that obviously he could be he knew how to play the game, but what are your thoughts about his reaction, how emotional he became, and then seeing that picture of Aikman in the booth with tears rolling down his cheeks as well?
This is the wrong time for me to be a jerk. Are you inviting me to be a jerk?
Go ahead.
Everybody's got their different truths. So there's so many people that this guy's retired and Smokey, you say, boy, he was they shouldn't even throw him a party. And I'm going, Smokey, what are you talking about? He's the greatest guy ever. Because maybe he stopped and helped me with a flat tire one time and he didn't help you. So he's a jerk to you and grand to me. I'm so glad for the people that love Jimmy Johnson that he's getting in. If Troy is driven to tears over it, then I'm glad for it. But I'm amused. I read an ESPN story by some young guy who wasn't even born when Jimmy Johnson was winning Super Bowls, who wrote that when Jimmy said on TV that day, he said, well, I just wanted to get a little appreciation. And this guy wrote, all Jimmy wanted was to be appreciated.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all Jimmy ever wanted is a hug.
Yeah.
That's all Jimmy wanted is a pat on the head.
Yeah.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
No, Jimmy turned the thing around in a way that few ever have. What bothers me, frankly, is that Jimmy then went on Dan Patrick the next day and talked about how he made all the trades, while at the same time Jerry sent out a press release talking about how we, Jimmy, did it and made the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And so both of them still grabbing at each other's Vince Lombardi's trophies, even 25 years later still.
Thanks, Mike. Great stuff. Mike Fisher with us on Fridays. Thanks to Centex Rehabilitation. Thanks to Balcones as well. Fridays at 4:02. All right. Did Jessica Mendoza release a statement? It's too long to respond.
Yes, she did.
But this is a part of her comment about Mike fires, and him being the so-called whistleblower of the Astros, and she popped off on him pretty badly. I saw how that kind of ran. Let's come back with a little bit of that today as well. And if you're a Baylor fan, you're looking for updates, we had a full throttle of updates and nuggets at the start of the show. The only thing about the staff is I can tell you right now that Mike Sarava and Jeremy Scott were the latest to leave. Mike Sarava would have been most likely Joey McGuire's defensive coordinator, and I don't know if Jeremy Scott would have stayed with Joey McGuire. So if you're checking out the list, Evan Cooper, cornerbacks coach. Phil Snow, defensive coordinator, linebackers coach, and special teams coordinator, Mike Sarava. I would think Paul Foley is probably gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just throwing that out there. You also have Frisman Jackson. He's gone. And there's a couple of other peripheral. Frank Okam interview with Texas. That's the update with that. But that's kind of how the staff is right now. Dave Aranda met with everybody individually today, whoever was there. And he also met with them as a group, met with the team last night. A lot of work to be done. That's why when there were thoughts and reports that he was on his way back or from leaving, going from Baton Rouge to fly to Washington, D.C., with it be that the entire team went to the White House and met President Trump and also celebrated their national championship. The reporters in New Orleans and or Baton Rouge who cover LSU, there were some that said that Dave Aranda was going to be on a flight to Washington, D.C. Dave Aranda, and that doesn't mean they were wrong because this may have changed quickly. Dave Aranda was on his way and landed in Waco around 8:40, 8:30, 8 o'clock, whenever it was last night at Waco Regional Airport and got straight to work. I had somebody on the football staff. This isn't like them giving me anything, leaking information. I would never put him in that position. Somebody on the football staff told me today that he's a part of the football program and athletics. He was there this morning at 4:30 trying to get information out about the new football coach and much more. It's 4:20. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Hello again, everyone. It's Jason Miller with Centex Rehab in Harker Heights and in Belton. And today I want to talk to those of you who are age 50 and older. Often when we get to the age of 50, our backs start to remind us that we aren't in our 20s anymore, and doing the things that we love to do can be harder to do. Back pain can get in the way of everything, from your work to your golf game to even getting a good night's sleep. But what is the first thing that we often do? We go straight for the pain pills. But what do those do? They mask the pain for a little while, and sometimes they don't even do that. You don't have to just live with it. Go to my website at syntexrehab.com and download my free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers. That's syntexrehab.com, and you can click on the download that's directly below my welcome video. If you have any questions at all, you can chat with me directly on the website. But be sure to download the free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers, at syntexrehab.com. Don't let back pain keep you out of doing the things that you like.
Pioneer Steel and Pipe, Central Texas' largest structural steel pipe and metal building components distributor, where tradition and experience serves you. Over the years, their reputation has been building one customer at a time, along with whatever they're building with those customers. Have been referred to as the Pioneer Boys at Pioneer or the Pioneer Boys. No matter what you call them, they stake their business in the right here soil in Waco. There's also a location in also Bryan as well. A firm handshake, hot cup of coffee, maybe even a little bag of popcorn, respecting the customers. And as I've said before, 100% number one customer service, but you also can't stay in, you can't stay in business because you shake somebody's hand. You have to have great product, and they do. They've been serving Central Texans since 1943. What project are you working on? How can they help? Because they can. They will deliver and unload the heavy equipment and material and product. Pioneer Steel and Pipe, Waco and Bryan, open tomorrow from 8 until noon.
Visit Balcones Whiskey Distillery Tasting Room and Gift Shop, located in downtown Waco. Grab some friends and enjoy whiskey flights, refreshing cocktails, gift shopping, distillery tours, and special events. Sign up for one of their 10 weekly tours offered Tuesday through Saturday. Check their website, balconesdistilling.com/visit, for available times and book your spot today. Tours are $15 a person and include a tasting. Always distilled to appreciate. Balcones is located downtown on the corner of Franklin and 11th. Open Tuesday through Sunday.
We're fighting hard at Pickup Outfitters in our battle to end truck nudity. But it's not just about putting an outfit on a naked truck. It's about making sure you have the very best customer service. So we offer the Pickup Outfitters Lifetime Installation Guarantee. Over time, sometimes your outfit needs a little tune-up, maybe some tightening, adjusting, whatever. If you outfitted your truck at Pickup Outfitters, that tune-up is absolutely no charge for the remainder of the time you own that truck. We also offer free warranty assistance. If for any reason you need to use your warranty, you just bring it back to us and we take care of it. It just makes sense. I mean, operating without a promise like that would be like offering customer service in the nude. And if you've seen our staff, trust me, you don't want that. So do your part to end truck nudity by outfitting your truck, Jeep, SUV, or van at Pickup Outfitters. 220 Lake Erie Drive in Waco, where we promise to serve you fully clothed. Check out our website, createacommotion.com.
Since studies show more and more people use their mobile devices to conduct banking business, Community Bank and Trust is keeping pace with the latest technology. Both commercial and personal customers can make mobile deposits. With our responsive mobile app, you can complete any banking task right from your phone. With Community Bank and Trust, enjoy state-of-the-art banking. Anywhere, anytime, on any device. Member FDIC.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. City Tire and Battery specializes in alignments, brakes, tune-ups, suspension work, and oil changes. Check them out at 1502 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco. On Saturday, the number 2-ranked Baylor men and women will both be back in action. Up first, Scott Drew and the men hit the road for a meeting with Oklahoma State. We'll have coverage beginning at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow right here on ESPN Central Texas. Lady Bears will be on their home court as they welcome in number 17 West Virginia. Lady Bears legend Nina Davis will have her number 13 jersey retired in a ceremony prior to the game. We'll have coverage starting at 6:30 Saturday right here on ESPN Central Texas. Former Temple tight end Kenny Yeboah, who just a month ago announced he'll play his senior season at Baylor, has changed course and will instead enroll at Ole Miss. Tonight in the NBA, Spurs play host to the Hawks beginning at 7:30. Mavs, who will be without big man Kristaps Porzingis for a 10th straight game, welcome in the Trailblazers. That tips at 8:30.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 772-1600. UBO Business Services.
Well, the Astros continue to be a part of the news for the wrong reason. The buzzer thing, that was more mainly yesterday. Then Carlos Beltran's niece, former player, whoever it was, pop it off on Twitter. But yesterday also the one that perhaps, in fact, this is from Phil Hughes, a former Yankees pitcher. The whole arm buzzer thing could be completely made up, but that account claiming to be Beltran's niece had his hiring and firing before anyone else. Of course, Beltran was fired by the Mets, Cora by the Red Sox, Hinch, and Luno by the Astros. So Jessica Mendoza, who's Sunday Night Baseball, does a nice job. I enjoy listening to her. She's now a part of the Mets organization, which to me is kind of a, I don't know, maybe for some it's not a conflict of interest. If she's good, she's good. But, and she is good. She's a star at what she does. Here's what she, this is 1 minute. Here's what she said. If we just take a break from Baylor and take a break from a couple other things. Here's what she said. It's a 1 minute long yesterday.
You have a problem with Mike Fiers leaving the Astros, going to another team, and then going public with this.
Going public, yeah. I mean, I get it. If you're with the Oakland A's and you're on another team, I mean, heck yeah, you better be telling your teammates, look, hey, heads up, if you hear some noises when you're pitching, like, this is right. What's going right. on, for sure. But to go public, yeah, that it didn't sit well with me. And honestly, it made me sad for the sport that that's how this all got found out. I mean, this wasn't something that MLB naturally investigated or that even other teams complained about because they naturally heard about and then investigations happened, but it came from within. It was a player that was a part of it, that benefited from it during the regular season when he was a part of that team. And that, when I first heard about it, it's just, it hits you like any teammate would, right? It's something that you don't do. I totally get telling your future teammates, helping them win, letting people know. But to go public with it and call them out and start all of this, it's hard to swallow.
Well, she's being honest. We ask people to be honest. She basically was calling Mike Fiers a whistleblower and said he shouldn't have done it. It didn't go over very well with probably most. That doesn't mean she's wrong. You have an opinion. Garrett, Paul, we all have an opinion. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, there's always the immediate, here comes the mob. Mm-hmm. On social media. And sure enough, Paul, what did she say today?
Well, she clarified her remarks, and this is the crux of it. I believe it's very critical that this news was made public. I simply disagree with the manner in which it was done. I credit Mike Fiers for stepping forward, yet I feel that going directly through your team and or Major League Baseball first could have been a better way to surface the information. Reasonable minds can disagree. Ultimately, what matters most is this: is observations were made public, and the game will be better for it. And then, you know, there's other stuff about, you know, regards to the Mets, blah, 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 you know.
Was she backtracking?
No. In regards to the Mets, I want to make it extra clear that my advisor role with the team does not shape my opinion in any way, shape, or form on this matter. I feel this way regardless of what teams, players, or managers are involved.
Okay.
So her issue was not that he went public, it's how. That he went to the media and not through Major League Baseball first.
What do you think?
I would have rather, I kind of agree with her. Like, if I'm Major League Baseball, I certainly would have wanted it to come to me first. But maybe Mike Fiers didn't trust Major League Baseball to do anything about it. Because this is a black eye. This is a huge black eye for them. The last, two of the last three World Series champions are involved in this. And the same team lost two of those, both those World Series and the Dodgers. So, you know, that's a big deal. The other thing that it causes now is a lot of stories about, you know, where this is going out of their place, whether they're, so they're going to have to investigate tons of things that could be just rumor altogether because people are, well, the Red Sox did it. So did the Indians and so did the Yankees. And, you know, there was somebody accusing Gleyber Torres yesterday for having a buzzer. And, you know, Jack McDowell comes out today and said that back in the 80s, Tony La Russa with the White Sox was doing it. So all these things are going to come to the surface, and Major League Baseball is going to have to deal with this just field of landmines until people get through it. It's going to be, I don't think it'll be quite as bad as the steroids thing, but it's going to hang around like the steroids thing.
I agree. And you know what? I was on my way this morning to just have a workout, and I heard the conversation. I guess it would have been on Wingo and Golic, that there, and there was a baseball writer, I believe, on the air. Maybe it was just people with opinions. Why? There was a press conference with Alex Bregman, who's a fantastic player, and he was asked about the walk-off, something he did. And he kind of smiled. He didn't want to answer the question. This does not mean that this was about the scandal, but he said, you mean I was just looking for the right pitch, like that one. Mm-hmm. And that could be really a very honest answer and legitimate, but I forgot the name of the player. Marwin Gonzalez is like giggling, like spit giggling right next to him, trying to not. Like, it's almost as if they knew. And if you're an Astros fan, you've probably already turned us off. And that's fine. You're mad because we're taking shots at the Astros. I have never really ever taken any shots at the Astros. I've tried to look at this as whether or not it taints them or not. I don't care. I'm not to the point where every time there's a story, I have to have an opinion about it. I might ask questions and give opinions, but this is a bad look all the way around. And if any of the players are found to have known they were involved in this, because it was told to be a player-driven, Paul, why would there not be suspensions for the players? I know you said the players' union would tie it up, but okay, there are suspensions and fines all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. I think what they're worried about is when they start digging, because there's going to be more accusations from other teams, like I said before, that this is just going to be, you know, an onion that they just keep peeling. And peeling and peeling and peeling, and it's just more and more and more. So they're trying to head it off in the past and be like, look, we're doing something about it right now, and trying to end it, which usually is not a successful strategy. And, you know, to me, it makes me question a lot of things. For example, George Springer in the postseason is unbelievable. His batting average is through the roof. I will never not think that's because he doesn't know what pitch is coming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and how I feel about that, I don't know, like, again, I'm kind of like you. I don't like this, but I'm not ready to, you know, march in the streets. So it's just, it's very unfortunate. It's very sad that we have to deal with it as baseball fans, but, you know, there's always something. The ball is juiced. The players are juiced. Sign stealing. It is kind of the nature of the game that there's all, you know, pine tar, sandpaper, stick 'em, the stuff they put on the hat, you know, to like touch their hat and then do something. So there's always something. Baseball's not a game full of cheaters, but it's a game of people always trying to get that little advantage. Corked bats. It's all, you know, it's all been done. This is just maybe slightly more egregious than a lot of that, because
I just think we have become, excuse me, I was thinking about what you were saying there. I think what we have become is now a society that feeds off of scandal. We can't function without it. Or at least it appears there are many people who can't. God Almighty, and I wish I could say more. I really, really wish that we could break down the Chiefs and the Titans and the Packers and the 49ers. And we're going to get to that segment. We're going to discuss that game. But it's like every single damn day, there's something that's scandal. Something that has people up in an uproar because everybody's like, oh, my God. Now, this is a bad deal. This is not a good look. But golly, every single day, there's something that drags us into some sort of a ditch. And people won't let it go.
That's like an addiction. They're addicted to it.
Yeah, they're addicted to the scandal.
Yeah.
They're addicted to controversy. They're addicted to conspiracy. And I say, they don't let it go. Here I am bringing it up. No, I brought it up because Mendoza, who yesterday was a part of the headlines, today came back and tried to clarify herself. I don't know if Jessica Mendoza, because she's a woman, if she was a man and said those things, would she have been suspended or fired? I like her work. She's really good on television.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I don't think so. I mean, like, I don't know. I wouldn't have suspended her for it.
I think the unique thing was she's giving it from the perspective of an athlete. Because, I mean, she played softball at, what, Cal or something? So yeah. That's how she's looking at it, is as if she was a teammate of somebody. You know, that's their perspective.
Yeah. And, again, Mike Fiers probably didn't do it in the best way, but, sometimes going to the media is the best way. I'll just give you the example of Watergate. Would we have ever known about Watergate if they reported it up the ladder?
Yep.
Probably not.
Yep.
You know? So.
I know. Man, it's just like every single week. At the end of the weekend, there'll be something else. It'll be a call at the end of the game, a pass interference call that will drag us over 3 months. They changed the rule because of, more than anything else, my God, just to shut the people up. And it's worse now than ever before. It's 4:36. This is ESPN Central Texas. Number to call, 254-662-1660, ESPN Central Texas.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed, smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. At a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. And a long business meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. It's better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call and order a Rudy's Group Meal.
Next in line.
Hey, it's 2020. It's time to start something new from Waco's most trusted dealer, Alan Samuels. Start a new Jeep Renegade, MSRP of $26,260, now just $19,745. And yes, there's more. Take another $1,000 off when you finance through Chrysler. Start a new Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited, discounted price just $32,995. Let's get it started during the Start Something New sales event at Alan Samuels.
Ask for details. All offers with approved credit.
Hey, it's 2020. It's time to start something new from Waco's most trusted dealer, Alan Samuels. 2020 means it's time for a fun new Fiat. And with a price under $13,000, this Fiat is perfect for you. You've got to drive this new 2019 Fiat 500 Pop Hatchback for an amazing $12,995. So come on, let's do Italian. The Start Something New sales event at Alan Samuels. Come by, let's be friends.
Ask for details.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
Have you been tagged yet again in an engagement ring photo? Are hints being dropped all around you? Rest assured, D'Amore Fine Jewelers has been rescuing men seeking the perfect ring for over 25 years. Come in with a picture of her dream ring and we'll make it a reality. With our 5-year financing, custom design team, and selection of diamonds, we'll make the whole process fun and enjoyable. D'Amore Fine Jewelers on West Waco Drive.
J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance for 8 consecutive years for the highest customer satisfaction with auto insurers in Texas. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. City Tire and Battery specializes in alignments, brakes, tune-ups, suspension work, and oil changes. Check them out at 1502 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco. On Saturday, the number 2 ranked Baylor men and women will both be back in action. Up first, Scott Drew and the men hit the road for a meeting with Oklahoma State. We'll have coverage beginning at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow right here on ESPN Central Texas. Lady Bears will be on their home court as they welcome in number 17 West Virginia. Lady Bears legend Nina Davis will have her number 13 jersey retired in a ceremony prior to the game. We'll have coverage starting at 6:30 Saturday right here on ESPN Central Texas. Former Temple tight end Kenny Yeboah, who just a month ago announced he'll play his senior season at Baylor, has changed course and will instead enroll at Ole Miss. Tonight in the NBA, Spurs play host to the Hawks beginning at 7:30. Mavs, who will be without big man Kristaps Porzingis for a 10th straight game, welcome in the Trailblazers. That tips at 8:30.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
All right, we got Brian Bolin, tennis coach at Baylor, men's tennis coach. You have a big stand, open home stand to start the season. But, Daniel, you've been on hold. We'll take your call. Then Brian Bolin of Baylor. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you, my friend. You know, I have a question, guys. Two questions. Do you think that that Mike Fears, the guy that leaked all this the scandal, do you think he wished he could take it all back by not saying nothing? And my other question was, do you think that the new manager of the Astros will be able to come in and just take over where AJ Hinch left off, and the Astros not miss a beat? Maybe the Astros will pull together and even be a stronger team, since now they're looked upon as cheaters and that kind of thing. I just wanted y'all's opinion.
Thanks for the call. No. One, I don't think Mike Fiers regrets anything.
No, he doesn't. He was very bombastic about his comments when he said them. So, no, I don't think he regrets anything. And that just depends on who it is. I'll tell you, if it's Buck Showalter, I'm not confident in that. He's not a guy who's known to rally the clubhouse all that well.
They might just need his personality just to kind of get. But I don't think that is a good match at all. We're now joined by Brian Bolin. He's the head men's tennis coach at Baylor. We know his history, what he's done. Baylor's about to start one heck of a year. Number 5 in the country. They just, of course, on campus now. The top-ranked player in the country signed earlier this, well, I guess it was this month. And Brian Bolin, Coach Bolin, joins Paul Catalina. I'm David Smoke. Brian, you've been in places where you've won national championships and all that, different parts of the country. Is tennis yet here something that has gained traction? They've got great facilities, but as far as people coming out to watch Baylor tennis?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. It's great to be on your show, and I actually listen to it now and then, so appreciate all the support. But, yeah, I mean, it's something that we have to work on day in and day out. And, you know, in tennis, I think first and foremost, you know, I think people that are bleeding green and gold love watching, you know, love watching winners and those who compete hard and represent Baylor in all the right ways. And certainly we know we have that in men's tennis. And slowly but surely, I think we're going to pick up a following. It's been a process. I was really pleased when we hosted the Sweet 16 last year against UCLA. The Hurt Center was pretty much packed, and in other matches throughout the year, I felt like the atmosphere was great. So I think that there is a constituency of support here. The Waco tennis community is getting behind us, but there's still a lot of work to do. So getting the word out, and the fact that we're playing Boise State to open the season tomorrow at 2:00 at the Hawkins Indoor, you know, that's a place we want to start. And we certainly are excited about the team we have. We have great depth, and we certainly have some veterans back, including, as you mentioned, the number one player in the country who joined us this January in Jensen Brooksby.
So out on the road recruiting, what was the response for your first year at Baylor, the Sweet 16, when you were talking to players?
Well, I think by and large there was they were impressed. I mean, I think we've had more than ever since I arrived. There's been a lot of interest in our program, and I think there's a number of reasons for that. I think first and foremost, you know, our coaching staff has a lot of experience. I've had some success myself at my previous school, and I believe there's a number of players that want to play for us. The guys that are on the team are really enjoying the experience. They're developing. They're getting better. You know, they have aspirations to play at the next level. And then you go into other things like Baylor University. I mean, what a special place to go to school. What a great environment. And, you know, it's far exceeded any expectations I had in terms of the campus. It's a beautiful place. It's a great place to live. It's a great place to go to school. And certainly a wonderful place to play collegiate athletics. And then, of course, look at the year that Baylor Athletics is having. Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned we're top 5 in the country, but so is everybody else.
Yeah.
Isn't that special? So,
yeah.
You know, I'm actually, you know, I couldn't be more proud to be part of such a great program. So many great colleagues on the coaching staff. There's so much support and energy around the athletic department. Obviously, we're excited about the new football coach, Dave Aranda, and then the job that Matt Rule did, and did such a wonderful job as a spokesperson, especially not just for football, but for athletics and Waco, and what a wonderful opportunity this is for everybody. So I think the momentum is there. There's certainly nobody that I can't get in the living room to visit and to articulate how much that I believe in Baylor and what we have to offer. So there's a ton of momentum, and certainly I think having Jensen Brooksby, who's arguably on paper one of the best players to attend college in many, many years at the collegiate level, is a testament to not just men's tennis and what we can do, but Baylor Athletics and Baylor University. So we're proud to be part of it.
Have you had a chance to see or meet Coach Aranda yet? I know he came in late last night, so he's got staff to work with and try to figure out what's going forward. Have you seen him?
No, I haven't yet, but I will. I don't know. To mention, I'm a huge football fan, and I became pretty close with Coach Rule. He was fortunately for me, he loved the sport of tennis. He flew to the Elite Eight last year. He came to a number of matches in the spring last year, so we were really fortunate in that regard. And, you know, we'd love to, you know, I look forward to meeting Coach Aranda, and, you know, I think everybody's excited about it. You know, I think he's someone with the national championship experience, and, you know, there's a great trust in our leader, Mac Rhodes, and Jeremiah Dickey, and the job they've done, and I mean, you can feel the energy and the excitement at Baylor and around Baylor Athletics, and I think Coach Aranda is going to be another positive step forward to hopefully take football program even to another level, and I believe we can do it.
So well,
I actually traveled to a lot of games for the first time ever. I've been in college athletics for 25 years. We went last year to the bowl game, went to the Sugar Bowl this year, went to TCU this year, but boy, what an exciting time to be part of it all.
Well, you're also a football parent and the mm-hmm. father of a kicker. We did the Midway games with Bryce. What is it like being the parent of a kicker? Because you have to wait for so long, and it's almost always a tense moment when he goes out on the field.
You know, it's interesting you say that. My wife and I, you know, we're huge sports fans, and we both love football and every sport, really. And it's one of the reasons that we got to know each other. We met on a tennis court. We used to always think, gosh, it's hard to be a tennis parent. You know, the kids out there alone, it's him against one opponent. And every time we watch football, we used to say, you know, boy, that poor kicker. But imagine being the parents of a football kicker. We said that all the time. And little did we know, be careful what you say, because now here we are in the stands at Midway, and it's overtime, and he has to kick the ball, and my wife's underneath the bleachers. I still don't think she's seen him kick a field goal. Now, the extra points she tolerates, but I don't believe yet she's been able to tolerate seeing a field goal. But we're proud of his success. He's been a great kid, and we're excited about his future and what he can do, and he loves it. He absolutely loves football. It's the ultimate team sport. And you know, as parents, being a kicker's parents is tough because it's nerve-wracking. But at the same time, in some ways, I'd rather have him in that position than some of the others because it's tough out there.
you're right. He's a heck of a player, too, no question. I know he's going to Baylor as well, which is great. But you had mentioned earlier, yeah. I wrote this down, and I had some success myself at a previous school. You won four national titles in, like, every possible conference championship, NCAA tournament appearances. I think it's a little bit better than just some success myself.
Well, you're nice. But every coach says this who has success. It's true. I mean, I've been fortunate to earn myself with great players and great coaches. And it's no different here. We have a great team. We have a ton of depth. We have players who have completely bought into the culture. And then I have a great coaching staff. He left Vandermeer. He spent 10 years on the professional tour. He was a collegiate standout. He was top 100 in the world in singles and doubles. Michael Woodson's on his fourth year here, our associate head coach, doing a great job. Karen Forster, who works with our strength and conditioning, and Coach Rash, absolutely phenomenal. We have so much support at Baylor. And it's a special place to be a student athlete because I think we do separate ourselves from many other places because of the care that everybody puts into not just these athletes on the field and on the court, but in their lives. And, you know, Mac Rhodes talks a lot about, you know, building champions for life. And everybody's really bought into that. And I mean it. I mean, it's a special place right now, and there's a lot of people working really hard to make sure this is the best collegiate athletic experience in the country for each and every student athlete that walks this campus. And we're an extension of that, but there's a lot of great coaches doing an amazing job here. And, I mean, again, just have to look at what's happening in women's basketball, men's basketball, you know, what a great year volleyball had with Brian and football, and the list goes on and on. I mean, you're just, you know, if you're top five, you're right in there. if you're lower than that, you got to push.
Yeah, you look around the room, you walk into a room. In fact, I had somebody today tell me that. You walk into a room with all the head coach, and you're like, Mulkey, Scott Drew, you got you and your national titles and all this other stuff. Yeah. That's pretty amazing. How did the recruitment of Jensen Brooksby begin? Is there anything unique to it, or
I think Jensen, I've known Jensen for a long time. I mean, they follow the top players in junior tennis for years. I was the head of U.S. tennis on the men's side and the junior boys' side when I was in Orlando before I came here, coming from Virginia. So, you know, I think I had been following Jensen for many, many years. I knew his coach. Joe Gilbert coaches Jensen Brooksby. I had a former player of mine at Virginia played for me for 3 years. In fact, he won three national team championships when he was on my teams in 4 years. And and he also worked with Joe. So, you know, it's just, again, it's connections. I've worked with players of his before. I think they were very comfortable with me. They fell in love with Baylor, the team, the program, and where it's going. And the great thing, you know, Gentry, you think a 19-year-old young man that's had the success he has, that comes in with all the accolades and national junior championships and world rankings and big run at the U.S. Open. What's amazing about Jensen, how he's blended into the team. He wants to be part of this experience. He's no different than the rest of the guys. You know, he doesn't walk around like, you know, perhaps I'm a little bit better player, but I'm different. He's just a student athlete doing his part, treating everybody with respect, with total humility, and working hard every day. And gosh, what a blessing, because you don't always get that, right? You know, you get a guy come in with that kind of background, and it comes with some other things that you have to deal with, but not with Jensen. Jensen's just a team guy. He's all in. He loves Baylor. And talk about a college football fan. I mean, I'll bet you he'd come close to being able to name every single guy on the roster. And mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. He loves college football. And not just the Baylor roster, but probably about every other roster within the conference and beyond as well. It's pretty incredible. If you need an expert on your show about football, bring on Jensen Brooksby.
Well, make sure it's not an NCAA violation. We'll have him on the show. We'd love to pick his brain. Now, Boise State, UT Arlington, and Baylor will be in the dual match. That's tomorrow in the indoor. That's at 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock. And then you have five consecutive home matches to start the year. How important, and is there really home court advantage in tennis in college?
Yeah, it's massive. I mean, we haven't lost a match since my arrival here. We're 16-0 at home last year, not only with the fan support, but one of the other differences too is, just like a lot of different sports, the surface. The surface is different here at Baylor than it might be at TCU, whether it's faster or slower. But there are differences in the way the ball bounces and the grit. So that's a huge advantage. And then you get used to kind of the environment, the courts that you practice on a regular basis. It's probably very similar to a lot of sports, but maybe it's even another notch up, because there is a huge difference in, you know, the bounce and the surface that you deal with. Even though they're hard courts, every hard court plays differently. I mean, if you went to Virginia when I was there all those years versus Baylor, I mean, it's night and day in so many ways. Huge. And just, you know, again, I appreciate our fans. We want to keep building upon the fan base we have. We have a lot of work to do, but the potential here is huge. And I know there's a lot of excitement surrounding Baylor Athletics. And as long as you put a great product on the ground with a bunch of young people that work hard and do it the right way, I think Baylor Nation, they'll get behind you. They bleed, you know, green and gold. And I said this the other day, and I feel like I've come in at a time where it could be better in terms of the direction Baylor Athletics is going, the excitement surrounding all the sports programs, and the synergy amongst the coaches, colleagues, and everybody here. It's a great place to work, and I just feel lucky to be part of it. I know my student-athletes feel the same way. And on another note, the women open their season tonight at 6 o'clock against Georgia State, so I just wanted to mention that as well. And they have Joey's got a good team this year, a little bit of struggle last year, but a much improved team, and really excited about to see how they do as well and get behind the women's tennis team at Baylor as well.
Hey, Brian, thank you. Enjoy the opening weekend. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Brian Bolin, Baylor men's tennis coach, ranked number 5 in the country. They got the number 1 ranked player that's now already on campus and playing for them, in fact, this weekend. So, and he's won 4 national titles, Virginia, right? You know mm-hmm. where he won them? And then went off and worked for the United States Tennis Association, then come over to another one of those Mac Rhodes stealth ninja-like hires.
And fast.
Yeah.
I mean, to get the best guy who was at USA Tennis for a year, the USTA for a year, you know, and part of that was to go out and kind of relearn the recruiting landscape and kind of get in some new places, which was a really brilliant career move on his part. But, you know, to not have a coach and then to not only get a coach, but the best one possible is just mind-boggling.
Yeah, you're right. All right, 4:54, we come back and start the 5 o'clock hour. By the way, I compiled all of the nominations from schools at every school around Central Texas. There's about 98 of them that we consider our coverage area, and sometimes it can get a little bit too distant, but we do that. Every single school responded. There were maybe a handful of 6-man schools or Class A schools that did not, and that's fine. But that wasn't because we weren't trying. And, you know, the list of nominations, quarterbacks all the way through deep snapper, from coverage men to, you know, kickers and wide receivers and quarterbacks, etc. All of the staff has their ballot. Some of them have turned it back in. I'm working on mine right now as we're doing the show today, and it is brutal. And we'll try to announce the winners of first and second teams and all that at some point. It won't be Monday, but at some point, either Tuesday or Wednesday, the 2019 All Central Texas High School football team, six-man private schools, 1A to 6A, everybody meshed into one, and we'll announce the team on try to do it on Tuesday. Maybe have to push it back to Wednesday because of the football coach Aranda being introduced on Monday. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor Big 12 basketball Saturday with Pat and John here on the home of the Bears.
The Bears back on the road in Big 12 play Saturday, headed to Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State. 10:30 a.m. for the countdown to tip-off. 11 a.m. tip-off Saturday.
Baylor Big 12 basketball Saturday here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
PettyClinicLowT.com, PettyClinicLowT.com. Dr. Kent Petty and his staff can help you with one thing: increasing or monitoring or checking your testosterone level. Maybe you feel sluggish. Maybe it's affected your sex drive. Maybe it's just affected your focus and you just don't feel right. Well, a lot of that could be your diet. A lot of that could be whether you're working out, all that stuff. But it also could be, if you're a man, no matter sometimes your age, you might say, I'm 29 or 36. That doesn't bother me. You never know. And it doesn't hurt because Dr. Petty will get you into an area or get you a business, and the business will take your blood. He will look at your blood levels and then see where your testosterone levels are. And if it's too low, he can put you in a program to raise your testosterone level so you can be the man, the high-quality man that you want to be. It's that simple. Tell him Smokey sent you. Contact Dr. Petty, PettyClinicLowT.com. Go to Facebook, go online, Google search Low T Waco. Go by their law office on Hewitt Drive, call them, and I'll tell you what you do. Just tell them Smokey sent you. Go get the blood work. He'll give you a discounted rate for that. Look at the levels and put you in a program if you need it to become the man that you want to be, the high-performance man at PettyClinicLowT.com.
While your favorite team strives to add more gold championship trophies to their trophy case, in business, a championship decision is partnering with UBO Business Services and Sean Hunt. Boasting an industry-leading 94% first-time fix rate, UBO Business Service leaves their copier service competitors in the dust with their own average first-time fix rate of less than 40%. Call Sean Hunt at UBO Business Services today, 254-772-1600. That's 254-772-1600.
Boozer's is the wedding ring store and more. If you're ready to get engaged or already married and want to upgrade your wife's ring for a special anniversary, Boozer's is the place to go. With the largest selection of premier quality diamond engagement rings and wedding rings in Central Texas. They have seven cases with over 300 styles of rings from top designers like Natalie Kay. Choose from yellow, white, or rose gold, plus beautiful top quality loose diamonds. With an in-house jeweler, they can also custom make anything you want. Bring in a picture or drawing and let Boozer's create your one-of-a-kind pendant or ring. They can even use some of your old gold and diamond jewelry to create something new. At Boozer's, you'll find a great selection of quality timepieces, and Boozer's is the place for expert watch maintenance and repairs, too. They specialize in expert Rolex watch repair using genuine Rolex parts. For fine jewelry, watches, custom work, and more, go to Boozer's on Valley Mills and Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Congratulations to the Green and Gold for a great 2019 football season. InCommons Bank enjoys being part of the community here in Waco, and we are excited to see what the 2020 football season will bring on the Brazos. Our mission at InCommons Bank is to be the best community bank in Central Texas, and we are doing just that. Our locations include Mejia, Fairfield, Coolidge, Mart, Rosebud, and Waco. Stop by any of our branches or visit us online at InCommonsBank.com to find out more about us. Come see me, Regina, and go Green and Gold.
Member FDIC.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
More savings on GMC, not 2019, but qualified 2020 Sierras buyers save $10,000 on 2020 GMC Sierra SLT Texas Edition crew cabs in stock. Drive the best truck on the road and save $10,000 below MSRP, or save up to $5,000 on a GMC Terrain. Plus, all 2019s on the lot are priced to move. Get a Texas size selection and more savings at Richard Carr. See dealer for details. GMC, we are professional grade.
Richard Carr, they have the truck for you.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas.
Dave Aranda, day two. Baylor head football coach meeting with coaches earlier and maybe even today, even now, group meeting, then individual meetings, met with the team a slight bit, a little bit yesterday. I kind of mentioned a couple of things earlier. You know, the staff, of course, the defensive side. Other than what? Joey McGuire? Frank Okamp's interviewed at Texas. Everyone else is gone. Saravo, Cooper, Phil Snow. Maybe I'm missing somebody. The offensive staff is in limbo. Sean Bell, wide receivers coach Frisman Jackson's gone. I had that last night. Satterfield's still around, I believe. Glenn Thomas, Jeff Nixon. They're still around. At least George DeLeon. You think he might just retire? He might just be a consultant like he was even here. And then, of course, there's the Joey McGuire story. I'll ask you this question, and we could have fun with this to start off the hour today. I don't have anybody else scheduled, right?
Nobody just else. Jesse Chavez.
Yeah, that's a recorded interview. And you didn't get a chance to ask him about the Astros, did you?
I didn't ask him about the Astros because I was asking more about the rules changes. Okay. I had like two more minutes.
Yeah, about the relievers and having the pitch to a minimum amount of players and whatever else. What's more important? Baylor fans, tell me right now, what is more important of these two? The future of Joey McGuire or who is the offensive coordinator? I think I know where this is going to go. But I'm not so sure we've been fooled before because I got a lot of this the last 24 hours from you. Who's the offensive coordinator? Who's the offensive? Now, there's, you know, again, there's Joey McGuire. But I think now that Aranda's been around for a day that perhaps you're focused now more on the offensive coordinator, although Joey McGuire's a very, very popular coach, incredibly popular and a hell of a football coach. It might be some glue to whatever they have and whatever they keep going forward, and also how they can, between now and National Signing Day, kind of make some progress.
I think it's the offensive coordinator. Because you're hoping that's the long-term hire. Like, I know Joe McGuire is, but, you know, Joe McGuire might stay for a year and then have an opportunity to be a head coach somewhere. So you might lose him anyway.
Well, we know that he had that chance at UT San Antonio. Mm-hmm. Eventually, Jeff Traylor, thank goodness for him, was able to take the head coaching job. I do know for sure that Joey McGuire has received other offers from big schools in the state of Texas. I know those options are there. And that was not anybody like leaking information. That was from that have been on the staff telling me, hey, Joey's got some options. So if you're a Baylor fan, as you're driving home, and of course, be careful, it's been raining a little bit today and it's nasty, might be foggy outside soon as well. I think we even have a fog advisory. What did I just, like, go meteorologist on everybody there?
Slightly, yeah.
254-662-1660. The text line as well. We'll read some of your responses, or maybe all of them. But I'd like to hear your thoughts on the show by calling 254-662-1660. Tweet at me. Tweet at Paul. Or the Bush's Chicken text line. Same number, 254-662-1660. What is more important to you? Who is the next offensive coordinator or the future of where Joey McGuire will be on staff, if at all? 254-662-1660 is the number to call. I would still think it's Joey McGuire, but I think it's starting to change. Paul, you think it's the offensive coordinator. I still think it's Joey McGuire, but I do think it's different than it was maybe at this time last night.
Yeah, probably so. And again, I really want to see Joey McGuire stay. I would love that. But you know, none of it is our choice, and none of it's the fans' choice. It's going to be what is best for Dave Aranda and his staff going forward. And as we talked about with the Cowboys earlier with Mike Fisher, it's important for most coaches to be able to pick their own staff. And, you know, if it's not a fit, it's not a fit. Although I will say this, knowing Joey McGuire's personality, I would say it would be hard for him not to be a fit almost anywhere.
Good point.
I think one of the unique things with the McGuire situation is a lot of the times we've heard people talk about Aranda, is he recruit or can he recruit? Well, Joey McGuire has proven that he can recruit. So that's one step, you know, if you could just use him the way Rule did initially, is to get into households and help the kids come. I think that's what helped him stay.
Tell me the connections. Now, again, we went through the Matt Rule thing with this, and it was Joey McGuire, Sean Bell, and David Wetzel. Tell me the connections that Dave Aranda has to anything Texas.
Houston and Texas Tech, he was there.
Coached at Tech, and he coached at the University of Houston.
It's been a while, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then the connection with
Tom Herman.
Tom Herman, yeah.
Right, which was out in California.
Right.
Has he been a head coach before?
No.
So, if you're Joey McGuire, and you're looking at this decision, which you, I'm sure, have been kept, I'm sure that Mac Rhodes stayed constantly. I would think, out of respect that he has for Joey McGuire, which he's told us that as well, constantly letting him know perhaps where things were. But eventually, he's got to make a decision. He makes the decision, you move on, one way or the other. Programs have lost coaches before, moved on, gotten better, some have gotten worse. Happens as part of the business. I would think that everybody around that place would like to see Joey McGuire stay. But just because you're popular doesn't mean that you're a fit. Just because you're the most popular choice doesn't mean you're the best choice. Now, I'll tell you this. Joey McGuire, wherever he's coaching next year, and preferably Baylor, is going to have an impact on a program.
Mm-hmm.
Not just with recruiting, not just with gluing the current players together with Coach Aranda and his new staff. Everyone's going to survive. Players almost have, it's kind of a part of their DNA, changes. Most everybody on the football team, I don't know this for sure, my percentages could be wrong, but I would think about half of them, let's say out of the 85 scholarship players alone, about half of them had a coaching change in high school. It could be 27%, it could be 80%, but they all went through coaching changes at some point. Now, in high school, it's not quite the same, especially when you have the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
I liked what I saw. There were some tweets, and I don't, again, I'm not like looking for what, you know, Charlie Brewer saying, although if he says something, it does have a little impact. He was outwardly, he would want Joey McGuire to be the head coach. But you know what? He's not going anywhere. Or what Terrell Bernard was saying. Or what perhaps Xavier Newman was saying. Or what I saw Yusuf Terry. Here's a Northeastern guy from Philly,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what he's at? Let's go. This is a guy that came in from Philly that came in because of the staff and knew them. And he's out there saying, let's go. So there's some of that, too. I think there's this fear that if Joey McGuire's not retained, there might be some attrition. I think there might be attrition no matter what.
Well, that's college football now.
Yes.
That is not unique.
Even when you're successful.
That is not unique to anywhere. I mean, it is. That is college football. You're going to lose people. And here's the good news and the bad news. While in the short term, you may lose some depth, in the long term, if somebody doesn't want to be here, they're not going to help you.
Mm-mm. And they also, if they don't want to be here, can then create a faction of negativity.
Well, then you find, they can find the other people who,
the weakness,
who didn't want to, like, they find it and they're grumpy and, oh, this coach doesn't like me as much as the last coach. No, I think that's the beauty of the transfer portal. is that it allows you to just go, and there's not any more of this drama about, you know, well, the other guy may not like, just go, and it's fine. While it might be a little too excessive, I think that's the good part about it, is we can just, this person's not a fit, they're not playing as much, they think they can be a fit other somewhere else, go. Now, a lot of times, if you have a bad attitude at point A, your attitude's probably going to be bad at point B.
Yeah.
But,
and by the way, yeah, you might have a guy that goes sour here or any program, goes to a second program, and is going to be probably sour there too. Yeah. All right, 5:10 is the time. Do I hear sirens in the background? Because yes. We left the back left door, right door open, because in this area back here, it's like a sauna. It really is.
Death heat. Yeah.
Okay. No response. Paul, text line, anything at all? It's Friday afternoon. People are going home to go watch the championship games on Sunday
Let's
evening.
See. Joey McGuire is the bigger one. That's from 254716. Most important thing is McGuire staying from the 424. I'd like to see Joey at defensive coordinator. That's from 254840.
The defensive coordinator's name is Dave Aranda.
Yeah. OC, Joey's got options from 254-230.
Yes, we said that.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Well, this is a different thing. Okay.
All right. 254-662-1660 if you'd like, and you didn't get a chance yesterday or with one of the earlier shows today about your thoughts about Dave Aranda. I get the feeling that when all that went down yesterday, a little bit after 3, that there was like a 50-50 split of some excited because it's Dave Aranda, national championship coordinator, and a guy that, you know, you've kind of heard a little bit about. And then 50% were like devastated initially. That's my opinion, or my just me perspective, that it was not Joey McGuire. And even people started, without even talking about Aranda, started asking about Joey McGuire. And then as the night went on and people started to learn more and more about Dave Aranda, if you read the article in The Athletic by Bruce Feldman, and he was on our show yesterday discussing it, if you read the article by Ross Dellinger, which is fantastic insight on who is Dave Aranda, all about him, his background, his coaching, what he does, and how he got to this point, then you start hearing. And then you know what also what fans do? They do this. Then all of a sudden, even if they're a little bit upset, then they all of a sudden start seeing other people say they like it. And then they also see even some LSU fans pop on and go, man, you got our guy. Mm-hmm. And then you start to, then other people that like, then you start reading about what Bruce Feldman's saying. And it doesn't mean because Bruce Feldman says it that it means it's a right hire, but Bruce Feldman's got some, he's got some credentials. He's got some integrity there. And then people start to look at what the, and it's, and you, why would you care what other people have said, even us? If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. But I think everyone started to move a little bit in the meter to the right side when they were like, no, this guy's going to be pretty good. And then you get up and read more. And then you hear more. And then you see him being walking into McLean Stadium in that gorgeous nighttime view. And then you hear about him. And then you start to see. And now all of a sudden, I think that still, though, the number one focus, at least from what I can tell, is Joey McGuire. And then offensive coordinator.
Yeah. I can't imagine you could be too mad for too long about hiring a guy who just won the national championship as a defensive coordinator.
No.
Like, I just, that fact alone, like, before you get into what kind of a guy he is, that should make you excited just on that.
I agree. 5:13 is the time number to call, 254-662-1660. Also, championship weekend. Packers and 49ers, there must have been a pretty bad wreck outside. Packers and 49ers, Titans and Chiefs. Straight up, who's your pick? This is ESPN Central Texas.
What are you supposed to do when you pull up behind a truck that doesn't even have a hitch? I mean, it's like looking at plumber's crack. Do you cover your kids' eyes, look away, and switch radio stations? Hi, Jay here from Pickup Outfitters asking for your help to end this embarrassing form of truck nudity. If you have a truck, at some point, you need to pull something. It could be a trailer to haul stuff off to the dump, maybe a jet ski, a boat, an RV, a horse trailer, even just a bike rack. The point is, put a hitch on your truck's backside. And at Pickup Outfitters, we actually install more hitches than anything else. Whether it's a receiver hitch, a gooseneck, or a fifth wheel, we'll cover your aspirations to not drive a new truck. And all hitches are covered by the Pickup Outfitters Lifetime Installation Guarantee. So cover your rear end with a new hitch from Pickup Outfitters on Lake Erie Drive in Waco, where we're fighting to end truck nudity in Central Texas. Check them out on our website at createacommotion.com/hitches.
Don't miss the Lone Star Gun Show, Saturday and Sunday at the Bell County Expo Center. You'll find great items at terrific prices on new and used guns, knives, swords, hunting gear, books, coins, medals, and ammo. Best of all, you'll enjoy browsing with the benefit of paying discount prices. Hours are 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 to 4 Sunday. Bring in your old gun and trade up for the gun you've always wanted. Lone Star Gun Show, Saturday and Sunday at the Bell County Expo Center in Belton.
Life never stops moving. Between the 30-minute commutes, daycare pickups, and that weekend trip to Grandma's, you're racking up the miles. What you need is a tire that can keep up, like the exceptionally long-lasting Michelin Defender tire. With an 80,000-mile warranty and the safety you expect, you can lose track of the miles and focus on what really matters, the memories made along the way. Stop in today. City Tire and Battery will help get you back on the road quickly in your time of need. 1502 South Valley Mills Drive, Waco.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Visit us online at turnerchevy.com. For the best deal on your new Chevrolet, stop by and see the all-new 2019 Silverado 1500 today.
Waco Family International Film Festival inviting you to join us February 8th to walk the red carpet with Hollywood celebrities like Mr. Hercules himself, Kevin Sorbo, Food Network star Gina Neely, and more at the Waco Hippodrome Theater. Together, you'll watch Hollywood movies like Disney's The Lion King and Amazing Grace, as well as films by over 60 new and upcoming filmmakers from around the world. To get your tickets, go to WacoHippodromeTheater.com. And for more information, call 254-481-81. That's 254-481-81. See you at the 2020 Waco Family Faith International Film Festival.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Save big bucks on storage sheds, lawn furniture, and more right now at Lone Star Structures in Lawton Temple. Learn more at LoneStarStructures.com. On Saturday, the number 2 ranked Baylor men and women will both be back in action. Up first, Scott Drew and the men hit the road for a meeting with Oklahoma State. We'll have coverage beginning at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow right here on ESPN Central Texas. Lady Bears will be on their home court as they welcome in number 17 West Virginia. Lady Bears legend Nina Davis will have her number 13 jersey retired in a ceremony prior to the game. We'll have coverage starting at 6:30, tip-off at 7. Saturday right here on ESPN Central Texas. Former Temple tight end Kenny Yeboah, who just a month ago announced he'll play a senior season at Baylor, has changed course and will instead enroll at Ole Miss. Tonight, the NBA Spurs play host to the Hawks beginning at 7:30. Mavs, who will be without big man Kristaps Porzingis for a 10th straight game, welcoming the Trailblazers. That tips at 8:30.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Kane is in the building.
All right, Chiefs and Titans in Kansas City. 49ers host the Packers. Beat them up. 49ers beat them up earlier this year. Beat them up pretty badly. I'm going to take the 49ers and Chiefs, but that's not saying much because they're both at home. And I just feel like that, you know, the Titans are playing at a great level. They really are. I kind of like, you know, Mike Vrabel, you know who he reminds me of? He reminded me of a football coach version of Brooks Koepka.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not because of his looks. He's a, you know, he's a football rock. He's got that granite chin, whatever, that square jaw. But he's kind of got that attitude of Brooks Koepka. You ever heard him wired up?
Yeah.
Oh my, have you watched it, read his lips?
Did you see the official take him out this week though?
Yeah, I did. He was in the way. Oh, I'm sorry. He got knocked down. But I'm surprised it wasn't a penalty. But Mike Vrabel is unafraid to pop off across the way to whoever the opposing coach or a player is. I mean, he's got some skins in the wall as a player. Hell, he's now got some skins in the wall in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett, who are your picks?
I want to take the Titans, but I think the safe pick, because I want to see also like to see Andy Reid win the title, so I'm going to ride with the Chiefs. And I'm going to take San Francisco at home in that defense.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Chiefs and the Packers.
All right. If it's the Chiefs and Packers, you youngins, I believe it was the first or second Super Bowl was Green Bay and Bart Starr, Vince Lombardi against a young and, you know, pretty good little football team. I think it was Super Bowl I. And then maybe the Raiders were Super Bowl II. It was opposite, one or the other.
Right.
The first two Super Bowls, Packers beat the Chiefs and then the Raiders. And then, of course, the Chiefs turn around and won it. I believe it would have been Super Bowl IV against Minnesota. So there's a repeat there. Packers have never played the Titans in a Super Bowl. Packers have played the Chiefs in a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. 49ers have not played against the Chiefs or the Titans in a Super Bowl. So that would be the only, I guess you could say, historical perspective of the Super Bowl, if in fact it's the Packers and Kansas City Chiefs.
I think one of the most brutal parts of this from as a Redskins fan is you have two coaches who are on your staff that are coaching in the championship games. That kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm. You had to bring that up, didn't you?
Yeah, it burns a little.
Man, I mean, they had half the good coaches in the NFL on their same staff. Still just
and now they're just
good times.
They're just an absolute just a wreck. I do like the Ron Rivera hire. I do. I do. I don't know if he brings anything to the table. I like the fact he looks as if it might be some sort of possible stabilization.
Yeah. Well, and from Ron Rivera's perspective, can he do what Jason Garrett was the best at, which is kind of quieting out the noise from above him and doing that? Can Ron Rivera, and it's going to be hard, out-coach the badness of the organization above him?
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Because they can, like, you know, if you have the right people, if you have the right scouts, if you're right there, you can get some talent there. And the Redskins have had talent. Now, they need a lot of help in the offensive line that's never healthy and all that. But if Ron Rivera can just deal with Daniel Snyder the best he can and not let that interfere, then that's what stabilizing
we'll find out. When they get to the draft.
Yeah.
By the way, I was looking at the history. It was Kansas City first, and then it was the Raiders. And then the next year, that's when the Jets upset the Colts. Chiefs turned around Super Bowl IV and beat Minnesota and the Purple People Eaters. Now,
do you think Mahomes will smoke a cigarette and drink a Fresca at halftime like Glenn Dawson?
or no, like Joe Burrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Burrow played the part well.
Then going back through the history of the Super Bowl to make sure it was the Chiefs and the Raiders, and that's the way I thought it was. It still amazes me that the NFC from 1981 to 1996 won 16 of the 20 Super Bowls. And at one point, the domination was insane with the Giants, the 49ers, and the Redskins, and eventually, of course, the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard-pressed to go up against any of those franchises.
Did you know that, Garrett, that it was that one-sided?
When looking off top, no, but looking back at it, when you think about the dynasties that in that era, yeah.
And the Bears of 85.
Yeah.
In 1980s and 90s, the NFC won 16 of the 20 Super Bowls, including 13 in a row. And I think the 13 in a row was one of the interrupted parts of 16 of 20 was the 38-9 Raiders mauling Washington. That had an explosive offensive team and just beat them up. But with the Niners, the Giants, the Redskins, and the one Chicago team, and then, of course, the Cowboys, the NFC won 13 consecutive Super Bowls, which is just, you know, and the last one was the Packers. After the Cowboys won 3 out of 4, the Packers won it in 96, and then things started to change again. I think maybe Denver. Was it Denver? 97, 98?
Yeah.
And then the Rams?
Yeah.
Right, is that right? Okay.
Denver won 2, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But they had, there was Denver, and then, yes, and then the Rams, and then, of course, it started the Patriots run the second time around. Now, we come back. A couple of different things. Jesse Chavez, Rangers relief pitcher. On baseball's new rules about relievers and who does that affect the most other than maybe relievers and which league? He was with Paul Catalina. That's next on ESPN Central Texas.
This is the Baylor Sports Beat, a daily look inside Baylor Athletics.
Now here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, everybody. It's time for a check of Baylor Athletics on the Friday Baylor Sports Beat. Coming up, heading into a busy weekend in Baylor Athletics, we'll give you details, plus a new head man for the Baylor football program. It's all straight ahead on today's Baylor Sports Beat.
There's only one Motor Trend Truck of the Year. It's Ram from Allen Samuels. Ram, back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year for 2019 and 2020. Now, kick off the new year with remarkable savings on new Rams during the Allen Samuels Start Something New sales event. This special 2020 New Year's event is underway right now, and you can save thousands on new Rams. Ram, for your family, farm, or business, at Waco's most trusted dealer, Allen Samuels. Allen Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Field, your friend in the car business.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. This is Matt Dollar, your Edward Jones financial advisor, and I can help. Call me at 254-799-1206 or visit me at 801 Washington Avenue, Suite 601 in Waco. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Whatever you're into, the 2020 Toyota RAV4 is the perfect vehicle to get you there. Into hiking?
Actually, I am.
How about horseback riding?
Yes.
How about competitive yodeling?
Yes.
The RAV4 will get you there. The versatile 2020 RAV4.
Qualified lessees can lease an adventurous new 2020 RAV4 LE for only $269 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit buyatoyota.com for details. Offers available in select states and 2320.
Now, back to today's Baylor Sports Beat. Here again is the voice of the Bears.
And welcome back on today's Baylor Sports Beat. It was a 10-day process, but the announcement came last night. Baylor has its new head football coach in place. Dave Aranda comes to Baylor University from LSU. He was the Tigers' defensive coordinator the last 4 years. LSU, of course, the national champions for 2019. Heading into a big weekend for Baylor athletics, Baylor men's and women's basketball in action. The second-ranked men in Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State tomorrow morning at 11. The Lady Bears back home hosting West Virginia tomorrow night at 7. The women looking for their 45th consecutive Big 12 conference victory, which would be a new school and conference record. Also, Baylor track and field runs at an indoor meet in Iowa City, Iowa this weekend, and it's the start of the spring schedule for men's and women's tennis. The women hosting Georgia State this evening, the men with a doubleheader tomorrow, Boise State at 2, UT Arlington at 6. Men's tennis coach Brian Boland trying to continue the winning trend in Baylor athletics.
I mean, just so proud to be part of Baylor athletics. I think all the coaches have a sense of pride right now in everything that's going on and the success that we've had. There's a lot of support amongst the coaches at the university and doing everything we can to make each other better and be supportive. And it's a great culture right now. It's just a special time in Baylor athletics. And we're certainly, like I said, happy to be part of it and look forward to what's ahead in the spring.
Brian Boland in Baylor men's tennis with a doubleheader tomorrow at the Hawkins Indoor Facility, 2 p.m. versus Boise State, 6 p.m. versus UT Arlington. And that's today's Baylor Sports Beat. Talk to you tomorrow from Stillwater and have more Monday. I'm John Morris.
A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 772-1600, UBO Business Services.
Jesse Chavez here with me on ESPN Central Texas. Jesse, all right, are you a reliever or are you a starter?
Reliever.
Reliever.
Yeah.
Do you like that role much more? I know you stepped up and were in the rotation this year, but do you feel that that's more you, and that's why you say that?
Yeah. The things that I figured out in 2018 when I was here just benefit me more as a reliever, one, two-inning guy. And I can do that four or five times a week rather than just trying to throw once, unless I slot in two times a week. That's the biggest thing that I noticed with that arm slot. It wouldn't be able to last for 110 pitches as far as, being effective. I'd just rather go out there to blow it out for 1 to 2 innings.
Now, this rotation that you guys have built up now with Kluber joining a group that was already really good, for a reliever, that's got to be kind of exciting, because it means, you know, if you got 3 200-inning guys at the top, that's going to take a lot of pressure off of you guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's the biggest thing is the mental pressure, the anticipation. Getting up, you know, the mental highs and the mental lows when you think the phone rings and you think it's going to be you, and, you know, me having to get up ready in the first inning or the second, or, you know, even pitching the ninth inning, you get caught up in the mental highs of it, and then that's the one that takes its toll on you. That's the hardest part to figure out. And then when you got three guys that'll go 200 innings, and, you know, hopefully Kyle can get up there this year, and, you know, we know what Lyles is going to bring to the table, so we just want to know what we can do with that, and that's going to make our job a lot easier, and, you know, we'll be a lot fresher come September.
How do you feel about the new rules of, you know, facing three batters or whatever it is, you know, doing all that? I would think that the specialization is a little bit even more stressful in that, like, all right, you're going to go in, you're going to face a lefty, and then as soon as that happens, you're going to go out.
Yeah, I mean, that's more for the National League.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's going to affect them more than us. We're in the American League. You should be able to get both sides of the plate out. That's the biggest thing that I learned on when I got over here early in my career, is you can't just be a right-handed specialist or a left-handed specialist. You got to be able to get both of them out. That's more for the National League. And it kind of stinks for those guys, because that's a niche. That's what their craft is. And, you know, it's a shame that it could cost some guys some jobs.
Is that something that's talked about a lot when they make rule changes, is what the effect is? Like, maybe they don't think about, like, this guy might have been doing this for 7-8 years, you know, doing this one thing, and now all of a sudden he has to change?
Yeah. It's I don't like it. I don't agree with it, but at the same time, it's the way the game's going now. But it created something for so many players that have came through, created a life for them and their families. Randy Choate, the guy was unbelievable at throwing 80 games and throwing 28 innings. You don't see that anymore, and we're not going to see it again. But it's art. We're out there, you know, doing our own craft, and it sucks that it can't get taken away.
That's something. I've every time I hear, like, the game needs to get sped up, it needs to get sped up, it needs to get sped up, I've never felt that that's the point of baseball, to be fast. Like, if you're a fan, like, you're supposed to go and you're supposed to sit there and you're supposed to enjoy a day off in the sun or out in the stadium watching a game. Why does it, like, if I'm a fan, I don't want it to be faster. It's my day off. I'm supposed to be enjoying the game.
Exactly. You're paying good money for it. Why not enjoy it, right? I haven't seen a change in the game being sped up at all. It's still 3.5-4 hours long, because we have the replay now and it's going to it more often than not. And Bobby Fischer never got rushed. You know, why reinvent it? He never did anything different. Now you're going to have the games where they're an hour and 59 minutes. Those are the rare ones. Those are the 1-0 ball games that, you know, two hits on each side. But that's what baseball's about. It could either be, like I said, 1-0 in an hour and 59, or it could be 3 hours and 48 minutes and it's 12-10. So that's what the beauty about this game is.
That is Rangers reliever Jesse Chavez. Got the chance to catch up with him yesterday at the before the first pitch luncheon. Really interesting dude. I could have talked to him for 20, 30 minutes, Garrett. I honestly could have. And relief pitchers are like that. Relief pitchers, I mean, he was wearing a hat. He looked like Heisenberg. That's what that's what Dave Raymond kept calling him, was Heisenberg. And he kept, you know, calling him that. And,
right.
You know, so it was pretty interesting. It was a really good, really interesting talk. Relief pitchers are always a little bit different. They're left of center. They're left of center a little bit. So it's always great to talk to them because they have such a unique look on things.
Yeah.
And you heard it there. Like, being a relief pitcher, you're sitting in the bullpen. The phone rings. Is it your turn? You know. Is it your turn? Oh, it's not your turn. Do this and do that. And the specialization thing, that's going away. It's absolutely going away.
I didn't think about that, about cost of people jobs initially, until looking at the grand scheme of things. And, I mean, yeah, that's a slippery slope there.
If that's what you've been doing for your whole major league career.
Yeah.
If that's what you've been doing for your whole major league career, then, yeah, it's going to be tough for you to reinvent yourself, especially if you've been training your arm to do this over and over and over again. I can't imagine what it would be like to have to just change your career altogether and make yourself into a new pitcher, like some of these guys are going to have to do. He mentioned the name Randy Choate. Randy Choate was a guy who, again, he threw 28 innings over, you know, 100 games, and he's not going to be able to do that anymore. And that it's more National League than the American League, but these rules, I'm very curious to see how it happens. And it was not surprising to me to hear Jesse Chavez, a relief pitcher, saying he didn't like it.
Well, no, I do know this, is that I know one thing that we've seen in sports, whether it's the rules, the way rules are changed, the way they're reacted from whatever is social media or fans, is that, you know what? There was a time in sports, and yes, this is me, get off my lawn, but I'm not saying that there was a time when the designated hitter was like basically trying to like cuss out someone's mother.
Mm-hmm.
He just didn't do that. And so now look at the changes we've had in sports. Could be the shot clock. Could be that women's basketball is now not two halves, but four quarters. It could be the way baseball is played. There are so many changes. I love this rule. Now, I don't know much about the Rangers' bullpen or anyone else's bullpen. I love this rule because I think it will force pitchers, younger kids, who eventually have opportunities to play in Major League Baseball to be more well-rounded at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand the lefty-lefty-right. I understand that as well, but it got to a point where it was like drones out there, like just like computer chips because of the analytics and all the other stuff that went with it as well. Rick, good afternoon on ESPN Central Texas. Thanks for your call.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I mean, I always felt like baseball should be it's like what an investor says what you should do with your portfolio. You shouldn't invest in one thing. You should have a diversified portfolio in case one thing goes out of style. You know, the species in the animal kingdom that go extinct, they're the ones that are highly specialized on one type of food and can't adapt to a different environment more often than not. So, I mean, it's sad because these are human beings. These are, you know, men trying to provide for their families, but if you're not working on something new, you risk yourself becoming extinct. So, you know, hopefully we see a little bit more well-rounded people.
That's what I mean. I don't know whether or not it's going to make lefties better, righties better, younger. I just know that now you have pitchers, and I got what you did near the end of the game, but, man, it got to a point where, you know, one thing is now people are unafraid to do something that never been done before, like start the game with a relief pitcher.
Yeah.
If somebody would have done that back in 1968, I think somebody's head would have literally blown up.
Well, if you want, you know, your best pitcher in at the end of the game, and you know he's got seven innings in a max, why would you not start, you know, start the opener and do that way? Now, I will say this, and I mentioned this to Jesse Chavez in the interview. It's different for me. There's a duality of me as a media member. I want every game that I go to and cover to be efficient and quick and not drag on, because there's things you got to do and you're just thinking about the next thing. While you do still enjoy it, you don't want things to drag on. Now, as a fan who's been at a baseball game, I have rarely cared that a game is dragging on, because when I'm at a baseball game as a fan, it's my day off, man. I'm just sitting here. I'm having hot dogs and beer. Everything's fine with me.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't care about the pace of the game. Now, television is a different animal, and that's what this is about. But for a fan in the ballpark, I've never cared.
Yeah. I'm a little bit more, as I've gotten older, the pace of the game means a little bit more to me. I think that's what's disturbed me a little bit, and that's the right word for me, or interrupted my interest in the NFL has been, and maybe it's just that damn yellow sign at the bottom. You see the yellow and a flag. It just seemed like every third play, and sometimes five plays in a row, there's penalty. Now, again, I understand why they're throwing the flags. A lot of them are judgment calls. Some of them are obvious. But then you add into the mix the safety measures they're taking, from targeting, blindside blocks, you know, any of that stuff. And it just has added to me where there are appears. I don't know if it's true. I don't know the facts. The perception to me is that the NFL game is now interrupted more than ever before. And then throw on top of that the replay. The one thing the NFL's done, the best thing they did, was the fact that they had 15-minute halftimes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if every other sport that has college or high school football would do that, it would shorten games by, another 30 minutes or so. But the NFL is able to do this where the best players in the world get 15 minutes. Now, there's a couple of games they go longer, like the Super Bowl and a couple other places. Thanksgiving Day, I think, with the Salvation Army, you know, whatever else they do, some concerts. But the game seems to me where every time I seem like I'm watching a game, Garrett or Paul, and I'm in, I'm in a rhythm, like, this is a good game, then here they come.
I think that's what got me to not watch the NFL over the past couple of years. I've watched more NFL games in the past 2 or 3 weeks than I have in the past 2 years. Well, that was because the pace of the game and the penalties.
Well, but you think it's because also now because these games matter more? Now, not that a game in September is not important.
It could, because I did. I tried watching earlier on in the year just some regular season games, and I would get about maybe like a half a quarter in and just lose interest or fall asleep or something. Yep. So, yeah, I think that does play into it.
All right, when we come back, we got, what, two more breaks? When we come
just
back,
one.
We got Days on Earth after this, or we want to run part of Kim Mulkey?
We can run part of Kim Mulkey right now.
Okay, when we can? Okay. Kim Mulkey, thanks to Kyle Robarts. Kim Mulkey and the women are getting ready for tomorrow night. I can't wait because Nina Davis, one of my favorite players, and I mean that as someone who covers them, but I've enjoyed her. I thought she was great. I watched her mature and grow up from how she spoke and how she talked to her maturity to how good of a player she became. And it's pretty interesting. She's got her jersey retired. Most of the ones up there are national championship connections. But Melissa Jones is up there because everyone knows what the impact she had. Nina Davis is going to be up there. She was on earlier today with Q and Craig. And Kim Mulkey and the media, Dee Dee Richards, met to discuss tomorrow night's game at West Virginia.
Kim,
home against West Virginia.
In terms of the Big 12 Conference and teams that have performed well so far, West Virginia is way up there. What do you see from them, just as, you know, what they've done so far?
Same thing you see every year. It's going to be physical, and they're going to guard you. I think Coach Carey does a tremendous job in really getting his players to buy in on the defensive end of the floor, and they play very physical. I think rebounding is a big, big part of their game. Certainly they have especially two players in Kaiser and Tynese who are as good as anybody in our league, and they're always up in the upper echelon of the Big 12, and they get after you.
How much does the difference does Tynese make with that team?
Oh, she's just, you know, experience. She can just elevate when you're guarding her and shoot it right in your face. And there's not a whole lot you can do. Kaiser brings a new dimension. You know, she started out at Michigan, and now she's a scoring threat for them. They rebound the ball hard. Nablack, those kids go in there and give them extra shots. And then You're not going to just make a simple pass against West Virginia. You're going to have to focus, and you're going to take care of the ball, and they're going to make you pay if you get lazy.
Dee, speaking of those not making simple passes, you guys have really excelled at the lob pass. You've made a couple of really good interior passes to Lauren lately. Is that something, I mean, how big of a focus is that in practice, or does that come from playing together a lot?
I think we focus on a lot in practice. Mulkey really emphasizes on being able to hit the post right when they're open. So that also came with playing with each other more. Like, I think Liz is doing well at showing her numbers. LC's always doing, has always been good at it. So it's just something that comes with playing with posts that are as good as we have.
Coach, can you talk about going up against this team in West Virginia? I mean, obviously, you know, it seems like in the past recent years, it's been you all and Texas have been the, you know, top two competitors. But obviously, you know, West Virginia just, you know, beat Kansas by five. Or excuse me, West Virginia beat Texas by 5 points.
Well, West Virginia's won a lot of games this year. They went to Mississippi State and won. They've, like, as you said, have beaten Texas. They've beaten Syracuse, Michigan State. They're good. You don't go on the road and win at Mississippi State without being good. And that's how much respect I have for Vic Schaefer and the job he does at Mississippi State. They lost their last game. I don't particularly like to play against somebody that's coming off of a loss, because now I'm sure Coach Carey has their attention. But we've always had battles. They're one of the few teams that have come to the Farrell Center and won. They came in here when we had Odyssey Sims and won. They won the Big 12 tournament several years ago. They know how to win, and it starts what they do on the defensive end of the floor.
So was there anything specific that Oklahoma did against them, or what worked for them?
Well, Oklahoma's got Taylor Robertson. Those kids can light you up. But I think some of it, too, if you look at the film, I think West Virginia missed a lot of shots. And that could be attributed to Oklahoma's defense. I don't know. But watching the film, they miss shots that they don't normally miss.
Trinity, obviously a really good game the other night. I think you're 5-for-5 shooting. Just how much does that kind of keep you locked in game to game, kind of waiting for your chance to play your role?
I just think me getting out there and executing and doing what the little things that, you know, I was told to do really helps and boosts my confidence and gives her more confidence in me. So I just, it makes me feel good to be out, do those things and execute.
Coach, how big is that when you go to your bench? There's no drop off when you sub in and sub out.
Well, I'd love it to be that way every night. It's hard coming off the bench. I get it. I've been there, done that. And your rope is a little bit shorter when you come off the bench. It's just the nature of athletics. But we have a team that I am confident in situations, and it's their job when they get out there to maintain the lead or extend the lead. And at Kansas, I pretty much cleared the bench the second quarter. I don't think the starters came back in until the third quarter. The opportunity was there to do that, and what made it special is they took advantage of that opportunity and stayed on the floor because they were doing well.
That is Kim Mulkey, Trinity Oliver, and Dee Dee Richards in advance of West Virginia. That press conference online at CentexSportsFan.com and all of our Twitter feeds online right now. And on Facebook, you can go listen to the whole thing. Next up, Days on Earth. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Boozer's is the wedding ring store and more. If you're ready to get engaged or already married and want to upgrade your wife's ring for a special anniversary, Boozer's is the place to go. With the largest selection of premier quality diamond engagement rings and wedding rings in Central Texas. They have 7 cases with over 300 styles of rings from top designers like Natalie Kay. Choose from yellow, white, or rose gold, plus beautiful top quality loose diamonds. With an in-house jewelry, they can also custom make anything you want. Bring in a picture or drawing and let Boozer's create your one-of-a-kind pendant or ring. They can even use some of your old gold and diamond jewelry to create something new. At Boozer's, you'll find a great selection of quality timepieces, and Boozer's is the place for expert watch maintenance and repairs, too. They specialize in expert Rolex watch repair using genuine Rolex parts. For fine jewelry, watches, custom work, and more, go to Boozer's on Valley Mills and Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way. So it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
If you want to get in shape, get rid of weight or inches, you have to make a commitment to work out. End the excuses of not enough time, you're tired or too busy. There's a special place that will change your life, Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And right now, 3-month individual membership available for just $99. That's right, 3 months, $99. And they have a commitment back to you. Personal trainers Christy London and Randall Corley. State-of-the-art Cybex equipment, weights, spin bikes, clean and spacious locker rooms, each with a Whirlpool towel service, and a staff that knows your name when you walk through the front door. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness, a place you can call home, place you can work out on your own or with group exercise classes, spin or spinnable, boot camp, yoga, bar class, and body shaping. A 3-month individual membership for just $99. It's time to make Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness your home away from home. On Lakeshore Drive in Waco.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Save big bucks on storage sheds, lawn furniture, and more right now at Lone Star Structures in Lawton Temple. Learn more at LoneStarStructures.com. On Saturday, the number 2 ranked Baylor men and women will both be back in action. Up first, Scott Drew and the men hit the road for a meeting with Oklahoma State. We'll have coverage beginning at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow right here on ESPN Central Texas. Lady Bears will be on their home court as they welcome in number 17 West Virginia. Lady Bears legend Nina Davis will have her number 13 jersey retired in a ceremony prior to the game. We'll have coverage starting at 6:30, tip-off at 7. Saturday right here on ESPN Central Texas. Former Temple tight end Kenny Yeboah, who just a month ago announced he'll play his senior season at Baylor, has changed course and will instead enroll at Ole Miss. Tonight, the NBA Spurs play host to the Hawks beginning at 7:30. Mavs, who will be without big man Kristaps Porzingis for a 10th straight game, welcoming the Trailblazers. That tips at 8:30.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
We'll have Days on Earth in a minute. Tomorrow night, Baylor women against West Virginia. West Virginia was rolling along, got smacked by Oklahoma by 25 just the other day. Baylor, of course, ranked number 2 in the country. The men on the road against Oklahoma State, is that right, this weekend? All right.
Yep.
Chris, good afternoon on ESPN Central Texas, and thanks for your call.
Good afternoon, guys. How's everyone doing?
We're doing well.
Hey, I had a question. Back in 1982, John Riggins with the Washington Redskins, that postseason, he went on a crazy tear as the Redskins won the Super Bowl that year. He had 4 games, he ran for over 100 yards or more, and then won the MVP in the Super Bowl. You think Derrick Henry is possible? You think he's capable of pulling off something like that? And I'll hang up and listen.
Well, John Riggins, I think, went to the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And am I right? I didn't take that for granted,
yeah,
I don't think. And he was, the play in 1982 when he broke the tackle on 4th down against Don McLean, that ran for like 40-something yards for a touchdown. Absolutely, Derrick Henry has. That's a Washington Redskins team that eventually won and played in like 4 Super Bowls in a decade. That's the one that Gibbs, that was the sign where you saw this guy's pretty special. They didn't play it again in 84. They got beat by the Raiders, 83 season. Won it in 87, won again in 91. And they had great offensive line. I mean, they had phenomenal offensive line. There's a lot of arguments about sometimes the Cowboys have had some players overlooked in the past, although Cliff Harris is now in, Pearson not. The Redskins have a couple of offensive linemen that I think are Hall of Fame worthy during that 10-year run. But can Derrick Henry do it? Based on what I've seen, yes.
Well, especially if Chris Jones doesn't play for Kansas City. He's got a great shot.
And, he's a sledgehammer. He's a better NFL player than he was in college, and he was a pretty good college player, but of course had to share a lot of time because of all the great talent that Alabama always seemed to have. Thanks for the call. Great question, Chris. Man, that brings back some great memories for me. Back when the Redskins had a run under Joe Gibbs, it seems like, well, it was over a quarter of a century ago. 1773, Captain James Cook becomes the first to cross the Antarctic Circle.
My mom's going down there. She
Is that right?
Today. Yeah.
1821, Mexico permits Moses Austin and 300 U.S. families to settle into Texas after the death leaves to his son. Huh?
He left it to his son, Stephen.
Oh, okay, okay. 1916, Rodman Wanamaker forms a Golfers Association, later became the PGA, which later became the Wanamaker Trophy for winning the PGA Championship. Auschwitz, the concentration camp begins evacuation in 1945. God. 1950, the great Brinks robbery. 11 men robbed $1.2 million, $1.5 million in securities from armored car in Boston. Eisenhower allegedly orders assassination of Congo's Patrice Lumumba. 1970, Sporting News names Willie Mays as the player of the decade for the 1960s. Say hey, Willie Mays. Say hey, kid. 1987, U.S. President Ronald Reagan signed secret order permitting covert sale of arms to Iran. Ooh, man, that... The late 70s was the Iran hostages, right?
Mm-hmm.
1997, the NBA suspends Dennis Rodman indefinitely for kicking a cameraman. I remember that moment.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James in 2012 becomes the youngest player in NBA history to record 20,000 career points. And the search for missing aircraft MH370 over the Indian Ocean is called off in 2017.
In 1706, born on this date, Benjamin Franklin, U.S. founding father, inventor, ambassador, ladies' man extraordinaire. He was born in Boston, Massachusetts. He died in 1790, 84 back then. That's living right, especially he didn't live all that healthy.
Have you seen that thing with his house over in France with all the bodies underneath it?
Oh, no.
Like, he had a bunch of kids and stuff that were sick. He had this doctor that was practicing, and he had all these skeletons and stuff from where they would get the corpses, and it's pretty sketchy.
Oh, weird. In 1871, David Beatty, the first Earl and British Admiral of the fleet during World War I, was born in Nantwich, England. He died in 1936. In 1882, Arnold Rothstein, American gambler and mobster, fixed the 1919 World Series. It was actually Meyer Lansky. We had his death yesterday, Smokey. He was a compatriot of Arnold Rothstein. So was Al Capone for a little while. He was also born in the state in 1899. American gangster, Chicago bootlegger, born in Brooklyn, New York. In 1922, Betty White, American actress and comedian, 98 years old today. Betty White, still going strong. In 1942, Muhammad Ali, the greatest of all time, born in Louisville, Kentucky, died in 2016. In 1957, comedian Steve Harvey was born in Welch, West Virginia. I'm a big fan of Steve Harvey. I like his vibe. In 1962, Jim Carrey, from Dumb and Dumber, among many other things, but I think Dumb and Dumber is one of the greatest movies ever made. Tried out there with Citizen Kane. In 1964, Michelle Obama, former First Lady of the United States. In 1980, Zoe Deschanel, American actress from New Girl, almost famous, really good actress. In 1982, future NBA Hall of Famer Dwayne Wade was born in Chicago, Illinois.
Played at Marquette.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, of course, won a championship or two in Miami. George Bancroft, in 1891, American historian and father of U.S. history, died at 90. 1893, Rutherford B. Hayes, the 19th U.S. president, dies of a heart attack at 70. Juliet Gordon Low, American founder for the Girl Scouts in the United States, dies of breast cancer at 66 in 1927. And Bobby Fischer, I remember keeping up with every basically move when I was in Japan, I believe, of that great match with Boris Spassky. 2008, he passed away of renal failure at the age of 64. Thanks to Grayson Grundhafer, Mike Fisher, Brian Bowen, Jesse Chavez. I failed you guys today. I did not get Devin White. Damn it. Would have been the top off the week. Former LSU star who's with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'll start and try to get better next week. Garrett Ross, Paul Catalina. I'm David Smoke. Good night. Thank you for listening whenever you do, however long it may be.